Log Talk Radio.
Can I feel nice? I sure don't mind. I feel nice. I sure don't mind. So nice, so nice. I got you.
To stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Don't want to be involved in this, man. This is gonna be a blues number.
Yeah.
But first, I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six cardinal colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply that particular shade, like redneck or got the blues. That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what it is you're trying to say. So there are six cardinal colors, yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500. Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's the I ain't got me no money blues. There is the I ain't got me no woman blues. There's the I ain't got me no money and I ain't got me no woman, which is the double blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues, so the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Rizzo with the lie detector blues. We done had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues. And we're going to dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country.
Got the blues.
And the poem is called H2O GATE Blue. And if H2O is still water and GATE is still gate, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate Blue. Let me see if I can dial this number right quick. Click. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and still could not. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and claimed that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free. Just how blind will America be? The shock of a Vietnam defeat sent Republican donkeys scurrying down on Wall Street. And when the roll was called, it was Pepsi Cola and Phillips 66, Boeing, Dow, and Lockheed. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dikes and starve the man. America, the international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises, plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America? But tell me, who was around where Hale Boggs died? And what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to stop Hitler before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything soar, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar's the only thing we can't inflate, while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, and there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How much more evidence do the citizens need that the election was sabotaged by trickery and greed? And if this is so, and who we got didn't win, let's do the whole goddamn election over again. The obvious key to the whole charade would be to run down all of the games they played. Remember Dieter Beard and ITT, the slaughter of Attica, the CIA in Chile, knowing nothing about Allende at this time in the past, as I recollect. Augusta, Georgia, the nomination of Supreme Court Justice to head off the tapes. William Calley's executive interference in the image of John Wayne. Kent State, Jackson State, Southern Louisiana, hundreds of authorized bombing raids, the chaining and gagging of Bobby Seale. Somebody tell these Maryland governors to be for real. We recall all of these events just to prove that Waterbuggers in the Watergate wasn't no news. The thing that seems to justify all of our fears is that all this went down in the last 5 years. But tell me, what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. We leave America to ponder the image of justice from its new wave of leaders. Frank Rizzo, the high school graduate mayor of Philadelphia whose ignorance is surpassed only by those who voted for him. Richard Daley, imperial Napoleonic mayor of Chicago, who took over from Al Capone and continues to implement the same tactics. George Wallace, Lester Maddow, Strom Thurmond, Ronald Reagan, an almost endless list that won't be missed when at last America is purged. And the silent White House with the James Brothers once in command. But see the sauerkraut mafia men deserting the sinking White House ship and their main mindless megalomaniac Ahab. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. And what are we left with now? Bumper stickers that say Free the Watergate 500. Spy movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. 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 Beneath that cesspool. Watergate. Four more years of that.
Welcome to the Ron Rex Show. How's it going tonight, everybody? Hey, this is your host, Ron Rex. I'm going to have to re-record that song, just change some of the characters in it. So, yeah. Hey, I absolutely hope everybody's having a great evening tonight. I'm doing very well. Sorry about last night, folks. I had a little bit of a problem with the system, so we had to get it corrected today. And it's hard to get things done like that on Sundays. But we got it done, and I'm here with you tonight. I hope you can hear me great. If not, I'm going to talk to myself. Well, look, Ron, here's the way it goes, man. Life's tough. Just kidding with you. Anyway, I just can't keep talking to you. I've got to bring the co-host, the most beautiful, powerful voice across the internet in the world, Antoinette from Delaware. Hi, Antoinette. How are you tonight?
Oh, Lord. Hello, Ron. I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
Could be better, I guess.
Well, I'm sure everybody could be better.
I feel fine. You're sleepy.
Which is unusual.
Sorry.
Pardon me?
So I didn't lose the show. I mean, I just logged in when I got this thing back up, and I still logged into Blog Talk today from last night. I didn't unlog.
Okay. Golf said he lost all his IRS info. PC crashed. Golf, I hope you're joking that you're making fun of Ron.
No, I don't mind.
And that didn't really happen.
My power supply went out on my But my modem was still hot. Well, I remember, so the battery pack up it, so I guess his wife wouldn't log out. But the power supply kicked the whole system down. Shit. And you know what? I stated in George's chat room that I was a little tarded. Yes, I am a little tarded because I never programmed my show number into my cell phone. But I did tonight.
Okay.
I did tonight. Yes, I'll be damned. Let's not just piss on it. So I went on the studio and played for them.
See, and I do have that programmed in mine, and I don't even like cell phones.
Yeah, well, I went through all the trouble.
I cheated. My daughter did it because, I don't know how to program them phones or anything else. Just...
Right. Science. Anyway, I got another 302 number open, so... Anyway, I got to let George in, man. I got George sitting there waiting for us.
Oh, okay, great.
Hey, George. George Sinzer from the Firefox News Online. How's it going, man?
What's up, Doc? You have to excuse me there, folks. George stepped over toward the laboratory. Too much coffee, you know. I keep telling him, he should drink more carrot juice.
Got to drain it.
I got to go and make some coffee.
Got to drain the tank.
Sorry, Doc. It's just in my nature. Get away from my desk, you floppy-eared pain in my butt. Oy. No more about cherry juice.
The thing that can't control Mother Nature.
Yeah.
They try to.
Suffering. Fuck it, Dad. Stop complaining, will you, George? I'm not complaining. Now, you guys be quiet over there. I'm trying to talk to my friends Antoinette and Ron. Okay? Come on. Be fair to me.
Well, I don't think y'all would be talking at all, boy.
Shut up, shednip. Oh, Looney Tunes, get out of here. God. And they say, I'm Looney Tunes?
I can see George at the psychiatrist's office now on the couch.
Are you kidding? I drive the poor psychiatrist crazy.
Mr.
Sinzer, what seems to be the reason you're here to visit us? Are we feeling all right today?
I'm feeling fine, but what's your excuse?
What do you mean?
With a voice like that, pal, I'd be hiring out for cartoon work. Never mind being a head shrinker.
Why does it seem like most psychiatrists look like they need a psychiatrist?
Because they do.
Well, I've noticed that. Yeah, I'm here to tell you, man. Most of them do. They look like they need a psychiatrist. I know one here in town, man. He's a child psychologist, too. I'm like, oh, wow. And I can't say his last name. I cannot. I can say it. I know the name, but y'all don't want to hear it. I'm here to tell you. You don't want to hear it.
Okay.
It's wild. I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway, I don't want to say anything bad about nobody. Yeah.
I think that's a wise statement.
I'll answer that when I talk to you on the phone. I'll tell you. It's up to you to say
anything.
But it's his real name. I mean, that's what it is. He's a child psychologist. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Earl Sturdy, a child psychologist. Just what a doctor ordered.
George Pound beats you too long. See what happens to you? This is the end.
Yeah, you think?
That was the Doors, wasn't it? Didn't the Doors do that song, This Is the End? I think it's the Doors. Yeah.
I think it was the Doors, pretty sure. I know my favorite song by the Doors is Riders on the Storm, so.
Right. Yep.
I never heard it, but I see you have my cousin, he's in the chat, and not in the chat, he's on the line, but he didn't have his hand up when you opened this line. Hey, cuz.
Hey, good. How you doing?
Cuz, you got to press 1.
I'm doing good, man. How you doing, cuz?
Oh, fine, sir. Fine, thank you. You say, cuz?
Right on, man.
I said, I told you got to press 1.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm just hanging in there.
Okay.
I
just thought it was yours, so.
Oh.
Cuz going to be co-host tonight. We talked
about
it.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. Oh, man. It's nice to hear from you, man. Nice to see you.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Ron. I want to ask a question. Well, I want to mention something.
Sure, absolutely.
This ISIS group, and the reason why I brought that up is because every time I go to the pump now, every 3 days I go to the pump, you know, because I do a lot of driving. Gas is up, gone up, and it is going to continue to go up.
That's right.
What do you think about this crisis in Iraq? Do you think they're going to eventually take over Baghdad, or do you think they're going to eventually ease Maliki out, or what's going on over there?
No, because
you don't think they're going to get him out?
They don't give a shit. They want this to happen. They want it to happen. Just disrupt the supply line to jack the price up to make the profits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but this ISIS group, don't you think that's going to cause some serious problems for us? It's going to be another Saddam Hussein all over again.
Right.
I think what you're thinking about is it's not going to just cause us problems when we do go over there, because we're going to go back over there. We're already over there.
Yeah.
But we're going to go back. The way the dictator in Thief says it, he's only going to send 300 advisors.
Advisors, right.
Okay. He's not going to put boots on the ground. Bullshit.
Well, yeah. We have too much at stake over there because once we toppled Saddam and then got the other cronies out of there, we basically had a whole foothold on this thing. And now ISIS is coming through with no turning back. We're not going to just let them go over there and trouble them, especially take over Baghdad. That's one area I don't think they're going to that's one area that I think they're going to get a lot of resistance from. They're not going to topple Baghdad.
I don't know.
A betting man.
They've been moving awful damn fast. They slowed down. They got that.
Yeah, they have.
You know?
That's what scares me.
Right.
They've been moving with lightning speed.
Yeah, but they're loading up for bear, though. They loaded up for bear on the way in, though. You know,
check these guys out that we spent, what, $15 billion training. We gave them arms, and they just pull down and walk away.
Shut it off and walk on.
You know, that's ridiculous. We spent a lot of money and a lot of manpower training these guys, and when they found out ISIS was coming through, they just kindly put their weapons down and say, hey, look, we'll go with you, or the ones that didn't join them got slaughtered.
Right.
So,
but,
I don't know,
we should have never been over there in the first place.
Well, that's true.
That's the problem. Do what?
That's true.
We didn't need to be there at all. I mean, it's all bullshit in the first place. And look, all the lives wasted, money wasted, and still it's the same old thing. It ain't going to change. Let them go. Let them do it. Shoot, you know, let it go, man. Because, one, you know, we can't be policing the planet no more. Jesus, man.
No, and 9/11 proved that.
Well, that, there again, too, that's another bullshit deal. But, you know, I don't know what's next. I mean, that's what I said earlier on George's show. You know, it's another false flag coming soon. It's been a while.
That's what I'm saying. Sooner or later, it's going to come to, once they hit Baghdad, that's when the shit's going to hit the fan. Obama said no boots on the ground, no airstrikes. Come on, we sent all these advisors, so-called, quote-unquote, advisors. They sent in Rangers, Navy SEALs. You know, they sent in groups like that over there, Special Forces. Come on.
Guys, let me tell you something. All those advisors that he's sending over there, they're military personnel that are going to be carrying weaponry, okay? It's real simple. They're going to be carrying weapons. They have to be able to defend themselves. They're not going over there just to advise. They're going over there to pull pull a trigger, and surveillance. What do they need F-18s flying over to do surveillance for? The only reason you send an F-18 in the air was to do a bombing sorties.
Right.
So please, let's call this for what it is. We pulled out in 2011, but we're going back in 2014.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. And we weren't
all over
even
oil.
Gone back. All over oil, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't supposed to be gone back over there. Now, here we are again. We lost 4,400 lives over there during the Iraq-Afghanistan war. Now, here it is all over again. What will we learn? And on top of that, Obama's on his way out. So what's going to happen if this thing continues? He's not going to leave if we at war again, which I don't know. He's swearing that we won't be. You know, he's not going to.
He's lied to the American people so much, how can anybody believe him? Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know something? I wouldn't believe him if he said snow was white. Okay? I wouldn't believe him if he said grass.
Well, that depends on where you're at, George. If you're in China and it snows, I'm sure it's got different colors.
Okay, then I'll put it another way. I wouldn't believe him if he said the grass was green. I wouldn't believe him if he said rain was wet. And I certainly wouldn't believe him if he said flowers smelled pretty.
Yeah, but it's not just him. He's got some other people follow right behind him.
Oh, yeah.
Some people in Congress. I mean, they're telling us what they want us to know. I look at these so-called right-wing channels, the CNN government channel, CNN, MSNBC, stations like that. Yeah, it's getting crazy, I'll tell you that. I mean, ISIS basically toppled every city in Iraq, for the exception of Baghdad. Right now,
right.
I haven't seen anything lately, but right now, they're spinning wheels right there in front of Baghdad's door. So I don't know. I don't know too many other countries that, I mean, too many other states over there or towns over there that they haven't toppled over. The refinery, they're having a rough time with that. They're having a rough time getting ground on that. Baghdad, they're calling that. They seem to think that they're going to have a lot of trouble taking over Baghdad.
Right. But I don't know. It depends on who's shipping to them, how fast they ship it to them, you know, what kind of hardware they're getting.
Uh-huh.
Seems like they're doing pretty well. You know.
Who's that? ISIS?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but we
he's
take
pretty
it
well organized.
Yeah, he is. And this didn't just happen overnight. These guys left Syria, and I mean, they had $500 million, you know, taken, $500 million that they had taken from the banks over there. So they were well-organized, well-financed, and well-armed. And they pick up troops everywhere they go. People either jump on board, the ones that don't jump on board get killed. So I don't know. It's a scary deal. So
we have no business over there. This don't really shouldn't concern us, really. It shouldn't concern us at all. They've been doing it since biblical times, you know.
Right.
You know, so I mean, what's the sense in it? You know, hey. Eventually, it'll thin out the herd enough where it won't be no more bullshit, you know?
Right.
So, then there's less people on the planet. Let's look at that thing they talk about. Yes, and they talk about that shit. Well, let's just go then. Let them fuck it up yourself. Why should we have to spend money when we get it done for free? You know, what's the sense in it, man? It makes no sense. Period. You know, I mean, first of all, come on, man. Either shit or get off the pot. Don't play with it. We're so far in debt now, we can't get out of it. So how can we afford to do this shit? You know, I know the Federal Reserve pulls the money out of the fucking thin air. You know, I mean, that's pretty nice, ain't it? And we got to pay them back for something that didn't exist anyway. Wow. Crazy.
Then to hear the IRS is under a lot of scrutiny because it's been, oh, man, I looked at the congressional hearings they had. Man, they made the IRS... they made the high-ranking IRS the officer. Oh, they made him look like shit. They made him look like shit. He was saying, you know, they were drilling him, and they were asking him about the data or the information on all this crap. He said that it's lost. You know, they can't find it after. After so many years, he said, I don't know what happened to it or something happened to the hard drive. He says, well, how long do you hold records for these tax delinquents or people that you gone after? Well, we hold on to them for 7 years. After seven years, they don't know where people's records are or if they expunged or you need it or get away with them. He says, well, after 7 years, you don't have this information, but you can't even keep your own information. Oh, man, they drilled the IRS something serious. It's all crazy, you know, and I've been really paying a lot of attention to this crap. So the IRS is under a lot of scrutiny.
Yeah, well, the people of this country actually knew how bad they've been ripped off all these years, they would really be pissed off. They really would. But, you know, like I said before, it's a Ponzi scheme. It's bullshit. These banks, man, have control of us like that. It's insane. And I'll be like, well, banks don't have control of me. I live my life. I'm free. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're paying 35% of what you have to work off your back to these people. For what? Did you want to go to war? Was it your choice? It should be like this. If you feel like giving to the war effort, if there's going to be a war for any reason, which a lot of them are unnecessary wars shouldn't have been in the first place, and we didn't go to them, you know, the only one we would lose would be the military complex. Would be the only one losing. Profit. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And boom, you know. It's crazy shit, but it's really all about profit. One way or the other. I mean, how would you like to have residual income where you never have to shit fart and money just keeps pumping to you? You know, like a crazy, you know, like a water hydrant blowing out, you know, shit. Like a fire plug, you know what I mean?
Right.
A faucet comes out of a water plug, man. How's like cash pumping to you like that? Why not? You got all these people out there working for the money. And there again, it works the other way too, because the employer or the corporation can be part of the banking system too, either way. So why not? What a better deal! You're having it done. You're making a profit, and you ain't got to put nothing into it. Nice.
Nice.
So you know that's the way it works, man. It's bullshit. It is bullshit. I mean, it's people don't get it. Well, you know, I'm thinking about my Social Security when I get older. Well, that might not be there when you get older. That could end in 8 minutes. You know, they could just close their business. They can close. Social Security can close. So if you can social services or anything, doesn't matter.
They can?
No, they can.
No.
I mean, they'd be fooled by me. A lot of people wouldn't like it. But when the dollar does dry up, they'll have to close. They can't give you nothing. They have nothing to give you. You know,
IOU.
Bullshit. An IOU, right. They ain't going to buy you nothing at the store. Well, the store's probably empty anyway, so you know, you're cool on your own. And a lot of people will die from that. Starvation, shit like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be ugly.
Well, the Federal Reserve Note is an IOU.
Exactly.
Right.
It's endorsed
it's
twice.
A promissory note.
All dollars are
yes.
endorsed twice. All cash. Paper currency is endorsed twice.
Yeah. And when it's deposited in the bank, then it's
right.
What, 6 or 8 times?
Right.
4 times, something like that.
Right. Well, you know, they, when they endorse that, they're guaranteeing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, it's endorsed twice. So.
But they're like backing it up.
Right. With what, I don't know. That's a problem.
Well, they got all
they
the gold and silver.
Where's all the gold?
Yeah, where's all the gold? Well, the silver is worth more than the gold, I think, now. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's no real silver out there unless you get the junk silver, and which is coins that are 1965 and below, I believe. I know 1965 is the last time they used silver, but Nixon was the one who took silver out of circulation.
Nixon.
Pardon me?
Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Richard Nixon.
Right. Huh.
But, hey.
Tricky Nick.
Yeah, 72.
Yeah,
wasn't that 72 he did that?
Yeah, 72.
Yeah.
I really love that introduction. Oh, man, I couldn't get enough of it. Oh, I love that introduction.
You heard Gil Scott-Heron.
Yeah, I heard it, yeah. But it's been a long
you know,
time.
I love Gil Scott-Heron.
You know what? You know what I was thinking when I came on? Now,
What's
all
that?
These rappers rap that song and rap their experience in life. Well, that rapping wasn't new. That was a form of rapping right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a form of rapping.
Yeah, because Gil Scott-Heron had did a song, A Message to the Messengers. And, you know, he told them, you know, in your songs, you know, you call them women bees and hoes and things like that, and, you know.
Yeah, but you know, that was rhyming. They call it rhyming and rapping. Yeah, that was rhyming. And Gil Scott-Heron came out with that way before these young kids came out.
Well, he was a poet. He was considered a poet.
Yeah, right.
He would do.
But things he was saying was absolutely true.
Yeah. Well, that's how he did his
his,
you know,
rap rhyming.
Well, his political activism was through music.
I mean,
a lot of rappers, you know, rappers and entertainers and through all types of music. You know, a lot of them have done it through music,
experience.
Their activism.
Right.
Pardon me?
Experience, like when you hear of one of them going to jail,
art, you know.
Yeah, when one of them goes to jail and serves some time, they come back out rhyming and rapping about the experience they had and that led them to jail and rap and rhyme about the things that they were going through in jail. They make a rhyme or a rap song out of that. So
I don't know that. I don't listen to, you know, I don't listen to rap. I can't stand that mess.
Yeah, but I mean, just like Tupac Shakur, he was pretty deep. He was pretty deep as far as like Gil Scott-Heron. He was pretty deep. He had some acknowledgement about what was going on
I heard he did. Well, his mother was a Black Panther.
Yeah,
I believe. Wasn't
his mother was a Black Panther. Yeah. I forgot what his father, but he was a young political poet or experience about what was going on in the world during his time and what he'd been through as a child, and he was pretty deep up there. You know?
Well, I got another caller sitting there waiting for us.
Well, Iggy says she doesn't care for the gangster rap, and I have to agree with her. I don't care for the gangster rap.
Right.
I don't care for too much rap at all.
Hey, what's going on, Ron? This is the other Ron.
Oh,
hey, Ron,
hello.
What's going on?
Now, which one are you, Gunslinger or Golf Dogs?
No, this is Golf Dogs. I'm the other Ron.
Okay.
Gunslinger, I'm not sure what Gunslinger's real name is. He's pretty private. But, no, I wanted to your caller brought up, you know, the IRS and the lost emails and all that thing. You know, of course, they had a backup company, and of course, the media immediately come out and they started saying, but they fired that backup company. Well, they fired that backup company after the loss. Okay, so that means they have it backed up.
Right.
And they know. I mean, they have the information. They're doing everything. This government, this corrupt government, is doing everything they can do to cover this, because not only is it backed up by this private company, and they've probably already gone into their company and subpoenaed, you know, not subpoenaed them, hell, they would never do nothing illegal. They've probably gone in there and demanded by guns, you know, put a gun to their face, we want this this backup, and probably destroyed it. But even so, I guarantee it's still backed up, because whenever you use email, anybody that's a little bit of an IT guy, I used to be in IT, okay? Well, it's backed up on the servers. And when I say that, depending on who they used for email, say they use Gmail, it's backed up. You know, if anything you do on Gmail is backed up on Google servers, okay, and they're massive. Them servers are massive. If it's on MSN, Microsoft Network, it's backed up. So, I mean, they can keep lying all they want, but they have the information. I've got a link here. I'm going to drop it in the chat. Let me see if I still got it. Hopefully that's it. Yeah, that was the story that came out today on the Daily Sheeple. I mean, read that little story right there. It'll explain a whole lot to you. These people still have it. There's even an update on that that I've seen when I just looked at it. There's an update there. These people have this information, but
right.
they are going to do everything they can to suppress it. They do not want this coming out because you know why? It leads straight to Barack Obama. That's where it goes. That's where the directions come down from. Everything always comes from the top, and the top is Barack Obama. He instituted all this bullshit, these lies, this cover-up, and he's the person responsible for it. I'm done.
I beg to differ. I'm not going to get
You're very right, though. You're very right, Ron.
Yep.
That's crazy. But they're so, well, I guess we're getting at one thing Obama said, transparency. They're finding stuff out a lot easier nowadays. You know?
Well, where is it transparent at?
It's a joke. I mean, you know.
Oh,
like
you're being
things
sarcastic.
Are coming.
Okay.
Yes, right. Okay.
I'm creepy.
I mean,
I'm sorry. It's just over my
okay,
head.
I'm sorry.
No,
but
that's
it's just, you know, scandals are happening so fast and so rapid and information getting out so quick and I don't know.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, one cover up to cover up. There's always a cover up to cover the cover up. I think they're getting nervous of it. That's why we're seeing so many little scandals. You know?
Yeah.
It's just, something's going
apart. It seems like every day or every other day is something.
Yeah.
Crazy,
I had read today where, I didn't read it, I glanced at it, where Michelle's mother is going to be a diplomat with her in China or something, I think. Now, I could be wrong. As I said, I glanced at it.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one yet, but I'm not surprised by anything.
Yeah, I got it in my email today, but I had like 700 or 800 emails, so I didn't have time to check all of that.
Yep. I don't look up all that stuff. I mean, it's just what's out there is pretty obvious, you know. I mean, this IRS. I mean, how ironic is it, you know, that all of a sudden two and a half years or somewhere in that neighborhood of their information is all of a sudden disappeared. It didn't just happen. They did this on purpose. And they're trying to make it happen. The thing is, the people that are doing this are not technologically advanced. They're stupid. They're brain dead idiots trying to cover up this stuff. And they do not realize that, yes, it was backed up by a backup company that they hired. And they fired the backup company after what took place. So that means it's already backed up. Okay, not to mention the servers have it backed up. Whatever they use, I mean, it's backed up multiple times. And my God, what do we hear about that? Go ahead.
Email carrier. Computer. First computer was sent onto the IP. The ISP is then. Whatever
engine you use, the information is in whatever
mail service you use. So it's been hit through so many different computers, it's picked up this file, and everyone's going to have a copy of that file.
It's there.
One to another, to another, bounce to another. Yeah, and they'll stay there. They'll be encrypted inside that drive, you know. Any traffic
ever do the government is basically, they're doing everything they can to cover it up because it leads to the man in Washington, D.C. in the Oval Office. That's where it leads to, and they're going to do whatever they can. They're going to cover this up. It's all about cover-up.
Right. Everybody has an iPhone man. Information leaks quick. The people inside are starting to leak. That's the problem. There's a lot of leaks up in that area. So I think people are working there now finally catching on this bullshit that's going on to us. And they're a little tired of it. Could be. You never know. I'm just speculating. I have no clue of that. But it just seems the way it is. I mean, because the information is coming out too fast, way too quick. And some of this will make you think of the curve without no attention to it. So, the technological thing they think is going to control, they didn't control the world, but it turns against them. that's why I love it. It's great. That's what it needs to be. Shouldn't be all this bullshit.
I mean, look who just showed up, Mike. Mike just showed up. This it's
yes,
interesting. Mike's always got.
Yeah.
Mike's always got some pretty good insight.
I don't know it.
How's everybody?
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing tonight? What are you guys talking about?
Mike, you were late. You're late.
I know. You know what I was doing? I was getting signatures tonight to get somebody on a primary ballot.
Oh, you should tell it. See, you should
have turned
that around and said to Ron, at least you were late tonight and not absent last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, what happened, Ron? What happened with you?
I got entirely intoxicated and fell asleep on the computer. No,
that's okay.
No,
your excuse. It's understandable. It's understandable.
No,
that's fine.
Mike, he told us his computer crashed. Yeah, he told us his computer crashed. He's using the IRS excuse. Is what
IRS
he's using.
And didn't NSA.
Actually, we should do that. We should push that.
I'm a dumbass to go with it because I forgot. I never did ever program my show number, my call-in number, to my show on my phone either, so I did that today.
Well, I had called you and your phone wasn't taking calls. And you know what? And I know that your wife was under the weather, and I was just hoping that she was okay.
She's fine. But if you were trying to call in about the first hour, at detrimental, I had this thing tore apart on my desk. I'm trying to figure out what went wrong with it.
I ended up speaking after the show closed. After the show closed, Mike Hood gave me a buzz.
Did he?
Yep. And he's fine. He's just, I told him, I said, Mike, are you online? Are you with us tonight? No, I guess he's not there.
He's not on here.
No.
I said, Mike, we could, I said,
you talking about the
I understand what's going on. I said, Mike, you're overreacting to it. Calm down. You're letting the frustration get to you and just, because Mike was, when he said he was wired in the beginning of it, he wasn't kidding.
Is young also. Keep in mind, Mike is only in his 20s.
Yeah.
You know, so he's young and, and
Mike's
sweet boy. Well, a young man. But, you know, when you dig into this and then, after a while it'll get to you if you don't back away for a while or something, have something else to blow your steam off of, because if not, it can really get to you and really, I'm not going to say he was paranoid. Okay, cuz.
Right.
Yeah,
no, it can. It can get you paranoid. You're starting to worry about everything. And you're looking at it, you're like not trusting anything after a while, and you're like, what is this?
Yeah. And especially when you don't see, a lot of people working to do it, but, to work together to do a solution. But, he has to know, you can't do it on Blog Talk. I mean, the only thing we can do is put the information out there.
Yep.
But that's something that you have to work with within your communities, within your lines of friends and family. And, for them to do preparation. We can't make preparations here on Blog Talk for the world.
Yep. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. But anyways, it was good day, busy day, fed a lot of troops. The guys are happy. The guys are doing great. Well, I mean, as far as they can be. They're not happy with the situation, as we discussed the other day. But they're doing all right. And they gave me a ration of grief because there was one big group, and I brought them all cakes and pies for dessert. And they were like, fatty cakes. Great. Nice. Thanks, Mike.
What
and I told them, no,
cake?
These are all vitamin fortified, and I got the machine from Obama that takes the calories out. Your government loves you. And they went, okay, that's totally different. All right, fine. Then we're cool with it. All right, good. Load them up. As long as they give them a good excuse, then they're more than willing to dig into the Boston cream. But it was a busy day. But it was interesting going around getting signatures, going to people's houses and seeing a cross-section of America, at least up here in the Northeast. And that was interesting, but we got a lot of signatures, and they, it was funny how many people, I'd say, out of hours and hours and hours, I had a lot of the people, it seemed like every third person would say, I hope this guy's Republican or conservative, is he? It was like they were demanding to get, they didn't want Democrat, they wanted, and I saw a lot of frustration from the people that were out there. Some of them actually opened up and started saying,
I don't even know how many people told me, you know, I can't wait to get Obama and the rest of them out of office. We got to get them out of office.
But
years ago, nobody would talk like that. Nobody would talk to somebody you don't know. They wouldn't open up like that. The frustration's overflowing. I'm telling you, it's overflowing, which is good to see. I just hope it translates into votes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where it counts, at the polls.
At the polls,
well,
that's
it.
That's
right. I don't believe in the polls.
I don't believe in the voting polls.
I believe that they're selected, not elected. And that the whole voting thing is just done for our entertainment.
Exactly.
It's a toy that they give us.
I don't know, cuz. Maybe in some instances, but for the most part, I think it's vote them in, vote them out.
Yep. Like Eric Cantor.
Right, you know, I was just going to say that, yeah. And he was a powerhouse, and this one guy that whipped the daylights out of him, he had Cantor spent millions on his campaign.
Yep.
This guy spent a little bit better than $100,000 and came and beat him ferociously.
And he had all the big boys put money behind Cantor, too. He had a lot of money behind him.
Yeah, Cantor had a lot of money behind him, but the guy that ran against him,
yep,
he didn't have a little bit better than $100,000.
Yep, so it doesn't matter what the good old boy clicked back,
right.
The other guy. The
people
came in and decided on that.
People are getting tired.
Yep, people are tired of it. And, do you know what type of a tsunami they would be facing if they tried pulling a stunt and saying, no, you know what, Obama's being elected again? I've got a feeling that they dismantle some of the buildings in Washington. People would be bringing home carpets and furniture to their houses. It's not much anger.
I wonder where I can get that desk for.
I don't
get the desk? I bet that desk is a nice desk. I mean, I could see that going on eBay for some good money.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
I want to get some rose bushes out of the rose garden.
I'm not crazy about it, but Obama didn't create a lot of this mess. I mean, he inherited a whole lot of stuff, too, you know.
Right. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he inherited
it,
but he took it, you know, like they said.
The...
Somebody gives you a fire, you don't throw gas on it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but he's a puppet just like the rest of them. He's a puppet just like the rest of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, he got the torch passed to him, and he kept running, but, you know, everybody, okay,
because
what's going to happen?
Because the agenda doesn't change.
Right.
The only thing
so
they do is change the face. The agenda hasn't changed. I mean, look, from when Daddy Bush was in there, it continued on with... even with Clinton... You know, with Clinton, then his son, and then, you know, with Obama. The only thing they do is change the face. They may change the party, change the face. The only thing is this time they, you know, gave you a black man.
And he'll soon be out of there. And I don't even know who's other than Hillary, and it's not official, but I don't know who else would be running against her. Maybe Chris Christie, I don't know.
You know something that I wish...
Wait a minute, I'm going to give you a link for...
I honestly wish that when Obama went into office, he's traveling down the road, he hit an intersection, he makes a left or a right. He kept saying change, but we didn't know really what change he's talking about. Change, are we going to give you change? If he took one direction... It would have been turn this government back into something that was for the people, by the people. Do you know how much respect history would have given that man? To turn it back into the America that we knew, where values meant something. And that the people were in charge. And the government that we want, that we envision, that the voters envision, the majority of them that are out there. An America with pride and everything else. Instead... What we've got now, we're like that article, where people are making millions from the unemployment benefits and raping this and getting this and doing away with the contractors, with the A-76, suspending it and feeding the unions and the games, the behind-the-scenes games, all in the name of money and power, and it's the same bullshit.
It's all about money. It's all profit.
Yep.
The bankers
always
play
money.
This game with us.
So he had a chance.
It's
it was in his hand. It was in his hand. He could have done something that would have left this country breathless.
He would have been assassinated, too. Trust me.
Somebody, yeah. I have no doubt there was some wacko would have tried it.
Look at all the presidents. All the presidential assassinations were done for a reason. It all came down to the money.
Yeah.
Every time. Every event. Think, look at it.
It's
you know?
Too bad, man, because then that would have been outstanding. That would have been something, you know. He would have set an example for presidents for centuries.
Yep.
But he just wiped away all the bullshit. And he took it back to, and created the country that the founders wanted, basically without all the flaws that it had, granted. But a country where we were proud and it was one America. And it actually cared about the people, not this. No.
Yeah, Iggy's mom said she heard that they have U.S. military army, but taken from Iraq and Libya.
You mean armor, Iggy mom? Armor like tanks?
Somebody stole it, cuz, or
he... reading what Iggy's mom put in the chat room.
I heard that the ISIS people were taking the armor and they were shipping them to Iraq. Okay, yep, she says yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they were shipping them to Syria. That's what I heard.
Mm. Oh, my. Well, this is just a mess.
Well,
the stuff
that
U.S. left behind, yes. Yeah, well, they always do that, don't they? Every time they leave something behind, doesn't it always end up in another country where it's a problem at?
Well, they usually dismantle it or blow it up when they're finished with it if it's overseas, and they use it for fighting. Well, when they leave stuff over there, they usually, you know, blow it. That's just like when one of them Black Hawk helicopters crashed. Well, they go over there and they abandon it, but they blow it up to where the enemy might get it and retry to assemble.
Yeah, but the thing that these guys are taking are the good stock, the tanks, the Humvees, the artillery, the supplies, the ammunition, the rounds that we left behind for the Iraqi army.
Right.
We left that for the Iraqis to use. Now, these guys are taking it all, and they're going, ooh, Christmas, and they're packing it up, and they're sending it to other places where they got jihads going on. And that's what I said in the first days of this, what Obama, if he had guts, if it was me, I would have sent those drones in, and the first thing I would have taken out was all those ammo dumps, all that artillery we left behind, all the tanks.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
Blow all that stuff up
thing.
Right away. And then tell us, send a message, you guys want to take Baghdad? Do it with sticks and stones. Take out all their equipment.
Yeah, I wondered that, too.
Yep.
I wondered that. Why? How come they won't do airstrikes at those abandoned chemical depots?
Right.
I mean, they might do that. I don't know. They might be geared up to do that. I don't know. That airstrikes can go on any minute now. It's just like, you know, a horse at the running gate. So
but then again,
I mean,
we're looking at it with common sense. The government, the higher-ups in the government, you know what they're looking at? Well, listen, if the insurgents get the stuff, they're not going to be able to maintain it. Once the country gets stabilized, then those will be new contracts. They got oil coming in. They can pay us for it. And that will put more people to work here in the U.S. to produce more stuff that we can give them again. You know,
yeah, but
biggest...
how are they going to do business with a group like ISIS? How are they going to do group with a terrorist group? You know,
Once the country is stabilized, as I said, in other words, stabilized meaning that once the Iraqi government gets ISIS out with our help, in their minds, then we can replace all that stuff, and it's money. It'll create new jobs here in the U.S.
Oh,
that'll
right,
be good.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
I don't think it's a bit easy to get them out of there. It ain't going to be that
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, we have to, man.
There's too many of them, man.
Shoot, buddy, droves.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you what.
They're picking up people on the way, you know, so.
Yeah, they pick up people on the way. They gain their momentum.
Uh-huh.
I guarantee.
They built up good.
Yeah, they did. And they're moving right along, knocking everything out of the way, in their way. But I tell you what, we do not have much time. I don't know what we're waiting on. I don't know if they think this malarkey guy gonna change his tone, which I don't think he will. I don't know what's gonna happen, but I tell you what, something better happen within the next less than 30 days, or else it's gonna be.
No, something will happen. But I mean, something will happen on their end. But whatever it is, I'm glad that we're not going to have thousands of troops on the ground. I said it on George's show. George, I see you're online too. George, how are you? I guess he didn't call in yet.
Yeah,
but,
he's on here.
Is he?
Yeah, George is on here.
I'm sure that the aides have told Obama that, listen, this is a religious war at this point between the Shiites and the Sunnis.
Right.
This is a stupid move for us to even get in the middle of it. It's a religious issue, not a political issue. The main thing here is you got these two groups hate each other to begin with. And one group's murdering the other, and it's not going to help us getting in the middle of this. They're going to butcher each other. If you get in the middle of it, it's going to be seen that you're siding with one side. Now, that's the other side is going to turn bitter against you. Now you're a target.
Yeah, and see, that's why he's dealing with this thing very cautiously, with caution. I mean, everybody's sitting on the edge of the chair saying, come on, Obama, when are you going to strike? You know, these guys are slaughtering and picking up momentum like you wouldn't believe. But he knows what he's doing. He's not making these decisions alone. You know, I mean, you know that. I know that.
Yeah.
No, he's meeting with his advisors almost around the clock, and everybody apparently his advisors are telling him, look, let's just wait and see what happens, see if this guy changes his mind at the last minute or gets his people together. But when it gets to Baghdad, then that's when we're gonna say, okay, enough's enough. Because if they take over Baghdad, that's our area, really. If they take over Baghdad, they would have control of all the strategic oil fields or the oil situation, and then we will be in trouble. Well, I'll put it this way. Our interests would be at stake. So I don't think
I'm sorry, Cuz. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Iggy's mom said the Iraq military just dropped their weapons and ran away.
Yeah.
Russia is working in Syria to try to stabilize the country. The U.S. isn't engaging. And she believes they're intervening in Iraq too soon since they have the oil leases. And Pumpkin said there's just too much going on each day. It's hard to keep up with everything.
It's a mess, that's for sure. It's a mess.
Yes. Yes, it is. And, okay, I see we have a new person in the chat room who loves Burnsy. B-U-R-N-S-Y, Burnsy.
Burnsy.
Yeah. Hello, Burnsy. Where is George?
Pardon me? You know, you're saying that. Let's talk to Cuz for a minute.
Okay.
You know, where you were talking about that Baghdad's our area.
Right.
Well, it is funny to me about that. You know, because it really ain't ours. I mean, it ain't in our country. We don't own it.
Right. Right.
You know, but. That's what it is. You know, we don't have no reason to be over there. Except for that.
Well, that,
right.
They want that oil
line
and poppy seeds. Okay,
I know that, but that's a private corporation's problem.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have nothing to do with the government. See what I mean?
Well, who's the government?
Well, I know, but I'm just saying in reality, if it was in the real world, if there's a real thing going on, the government would have no involvement with this oil issue.
Right.
It's none of their business.
Of course not.
You know, so that's, you know, that's just a blower of the mind, you know. That, yeah, you're right, because it's ours. That's, we go take it. That's
right.
What we do.
Well, the reason why I said that is that was one of the main towns that we took over when we went over there and killed Saddam Hussein and his two boys.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
you remember when they pulled...
First time, he set them on fire, remember? Saddam Hussein set that shit
on
fire. The Wells, he set them on fire.
Yeah, he set them on fire, yep, and they sent a special group
of
people over there to put them out, He sent them, once we started coming over there, we got close, they were setting those wells on fire.
Right, burning up their money, they were stealing from them.
The Kuwaiti wells are the ones he lit on fire. I don't think he set his own, not in Iraq. The ones that he pulled out of Kuwait, he blew them up,
Right. But there again, it's because he knew it pissed them off. Because we never had a problem with them people in the first place. But it all comes down to that mighty dollar again, see? That's where it all is, man. It's all about that money. It got nothing to do with freedom. Nothing to do with freedom. The real thing it should be for, but you know, where is the definition of freedom of that? How can you define it? How does that give me freedom? It don't give me freedom because I'm a slave to the price of the fuel. I have to give money for it anyway. So where is it going to give my freedom? It gives me the freedom to drive a vehicle. You know, I mean, come on, man. And they call it a privilege.
Let me ask you this,
you know,
and everyone
which is a right.
Wants this.
So.
Mhm. What is freedom today?
That ain't today. That's
I'm asking,
you know,
what is freedom today?
I cannot answer that.
I don't know, Mike or George, cuz.
I don't know, cuz I that's a toughie there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just really curious. What is freedom today?
I don't know, because the definition of freedom that I knew and the feeling of freedom that I had from when I was young growing up in the America that I knew and the America that you see in history, it's not possible in the America that we have today. It's a different America today where everything and everyone is being watched and critiqued and criticized, and everything you do is being micromanaged by whether it's a local town, like Ron said about city ordinances, or government closed circuit televisions, and
Ron,
it's a mess.
Are you smoking?
Not me. That's Ron.
No, that's why I said Ron. I asked, was he smoking? He's hooking up a generator, y'all.
No, I did that earlier before the show started.
Oh.
Tell me how to handle it.
We have a lot of folks coming in the chat room, Ron.
Well, that's all right. Bring them on in. Come on in, folks. Door's wide open.
Okay. Mike, are you on the line?
Yeah, but I had my thing muted for a minute. Yep.
Okay, they have their Mussolini. Look, that's the reason why I'm looking, and I see you in the chat room. That's why I'm like, okay, is that Mike?
No, I'm on Kilroy. I'm Kilroy.
Yeah, that's why I looked, and I seen you were already there, and that's why I'm like, okay, now is he coming in twice playing?
No, that's me. Mussolini. Somebody came
left.
On using the name of Mussolini?
Yes, and they just left.
Oh.
When I said it, they went out.
Oh, you probably scared them.
Okay, Iggy's mom just put a link in. She said this may help. So let me pull this up for y'all. Today's America, how free. Oh, thank you, Iggy. That's right on time. Today's America, how free, examines whether Americans are sacrificing essential values in the war against terror and scrutinizing other critical issues such as the political process criminal justice system, racial equality, and immigration. Today's American, How Free, is the first time that Freedom House, best known for its annual survey of the speech of freedom, state of freedom around the world. Okay, that seems really good.
Wow.
What people are saying. Y'all have to look at the link. On Washington Times report, United States not as free as tooted. Wow.
Remember,
and
what's his name last
US
night? Derek from England? He kept bringing up that thing about America. He said, you people think you're all free. You're not free. Remember, he was...
Yes.
And
that's because other countries can see it, whereas, you know, being here, you know, we don't see it because we don't get the news that they get. You know, just like they don't get the news about their countries that
right.
we get.
Right.
Well, I think it was Gulf Dogs or Cog or somebody that brought up to him and said, well, what about all the closed-circuit cameras that you have in England? That's an issue with you. Where's your freedom? Remember?
Yes.
Yeah, but...
And then they don't have the right to bear arms.
No. But, I mean, he didn't have anything to say. I think he saw the links that I put up there. That pretty well countered what he was saying.
Yeah, he was in the chat room.
So he must have seen those links I put up. And that countered anything he was saying.
Yes.
Yeah. What was it? 85% of the Brits want their Second Amendment rights back?
Yes.
So that was a poll by a British newspaper.
Yes, and hopefully he'll show up tonight because he was really a very...
He's a nice guy.
He was.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Iggy's mom said he said he felt... He did say he felt free and safe.
Yeah, but I can get the same thing by... Someone that lives in Fairbanks, Alaska, and works an office desk job in an insurance company up there, and, yeah, they feel free and safe, or it depends on, everything is relative, where you are in your country and what your part of your culture is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, hey, I know there's a monastery close to me. I know that if I asked any of those monks if they feel free and safe, what would they answer? Thank you, my son, and God bless you.
Yes. And we have another caller online also. Area code 423, I'm opening your line.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
All right, how are you?
I can't complain.
Okay, your voice sounds familiar, but can you remind me who you are?
My name's Mike. I don't think I've ever called into this show.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I thought your voice sounded familiar. I'm sorry. Okay,
okay.
We have one mic, so we're going to make
but,
you mic number two, okay?
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
I mean, you know, I personally think that, you know, the Brits have a good point on, you know, the no Second Amendment rights that we have, you know,
mm-hmm.
because they have so many sand monkeys and so many packies and so many just curry niggers that, you know, they can't afford to
there
give
have
people
so
guns.
Many what?
So many curry
yeah.
niggers, you know, dotheads,
wow.
you know, they can't afford
curry
to give them guns.
Who? Curry who?
Curry niggers. You know, you're just a nigger, but they're curry. They're special
oh,
niggers.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my.
It's the night of the living trolls.
George, you're back.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. I had a call come in. So I had to take the call.
Boy, it was too good to be true.
No, you don't want to
go
out there.
You got another one on there.
We got another one.
Uh-oh. Is this the invasion of the trolls?
Yep.
Here we go. Yeah. It's fun time. After midnight, the trolls come out.
They don't have anything else better to do than to be assholes.
760, you're on the Ron Rick Show. How's it going tonight?
Oh, boy.
What's happening?
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on, man? Who are we talking to, bro?
Oh, this is me? I was wondering
yes,
if you guys know anything about over 9,000?
Over 9,000?
Over 9,000.
9,000 what?
It's been a popular thing lately.
Is it like
you've heard nothing
joke?
About
never
this?
Heard of it.
You don't know about the LOLs?
About the what?
Mold?
The mold? Over 9,000.
As in, there's a mole in the unit?
Oh.
Are you kidding
me?
You don't understand this?
No, I don't, dear.
We do it all for the lols.
Do all what for the lols? Who are they? What
the
do
lols?
They represent? Yes, what do they represent?
That's
what
the lols are. I couldn't even begin. All I could tell you is they're way over 9,000.
Okay, well.
Okay,
that's not telling me anything if I don't know who you're talking about
nigger,
or what
nigger,
you're talking
nigger,
about.
Nigger.
Thank you so much for telling me about your family. Now, you go home and you talk to them about that, okay? Maybe they can give
you
more detail about your roots.
I done kicked them out.
I tell you, I'm not going to be too many niggers. Last night it was a nigger in the chat room.
Oh,
and tonight
man.
It's niggers on the phone.
What
hey.
The hell is
yeah.
with these people? They're bored.
People that don't know. They're not educated. You cannot educate these people.
No.
Antoinette, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do these trolls not know what the word actually means?
I don't think so.
Because if they actually read a dictionary, which probably they can't read anyway, but if they can read, the trolls need to know that the word actually means ignorant.
Yes.
And that's exactly what they are being. Ignorant.
Yes,
right,
and then if they ask you either one, yes, but then if they
river,
went back even further, they would have seen that the word came from Nigeria, and it was speaking about people being of royal status that were had melons in their skin, that they were royalty, and they were called nigger, not nigger.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, Iggy Mom, I agree with her. She says, they think they are shocking people, but they are not. And she's
no,
right.
No, they're not. They're just showing their ignorance.
Well, we got three of them in line.
Uh-oh.
More?
More.
Yeah.
More. How do you like it? How do you like it?
Sorry. I give them equal opportunity, though, to be ignorant for a minute. So let's see what happens.
True.
Ready?
All right, go ahead.
408, you're on the Ron Rick Show. How's it going tonight?
Nigger. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey.
There we go.
Hey, you're one
on.
Of these. No shit. He didn't last long, does he? All right. Let's try next.
And then he had to whisper.
There's no, sir. Hey, what's happening, man?
No, sir.
What's
happening?
Oh, just shit, man. Just, you know, sitting there hanging out with some friends and partying a little bit, you know. Kicking back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like sugar and I like tea. But I don't like niggers, no, sir.
And
well,
it's
well good.
Tea.
Well,
honey,
you must
you
really hate yourself. That's
man,
a shame. You hate
be
yourself.
Of,
you better
you
go and learn some
like
self-love.
Really, dude? Why are you self-hate, man? Don't do that. That ain't cool. Self-hate's not cool.
It's about the lols.
Hey. You know what? I wonder. It's got to be a small group, the same people. They're probably like white supremacist wackos.
We're the troll nation.
Aryan nation. Whack jobs.
Yeah,
don't tell me.
You listen to me.
Do you polish your heads? I mean, if you're going to come in here and
polish your heads, we're not the one you're thinking, Mike.
Polish your head, yeah. I mean, if you're going to come in here and you want to speak with us and discuss something, put a toupee on, dude.
Put a toupee on.
So at least it looks like you have hair on your head.
Honey, it has to be bigger than your thumb. And right now you're not working with not even anything that's half the size of your thumb.
Oh, God.
I've seen.
Okay, bye-bye, baby.
I'll tell you what, he's probably about the size of a half a toothpick.
Yeah.
Probably.
All right.
And
this
that's how he has
familiar.
To feel like a man.
Let me try this one out here. It looks familiar. They're handing up. I'm going to bring them in anyway.
Oh,
hello, 214. You're the next victim on the line. Oh, I know who this is. Never mind.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
I know
be
who that is.
I'm going to be cool.
You better not.
I know. What? I know who it is.
Yes, I do too.
It's Gigi and Gunslinger.
Yeah, that's it.
Gigi
and Gunslinger. You bet.
Yeah. See, and Gigi spoke to us first.
He didn't have his hand up either. I'm sorry, Gunslinger, but I just drug you into this. I was having a troll attack along. We was fighting them back. We won. They all left.
At best, my sidekick.
Hi, Gun.
There you go.
There you go. Gunslinger and his sidekick.
Yeah.
Oh, do what?
His dog is his sidekick. That's his friend. That's his best friend.
Yep.
Don't they say dogs are man's best friend?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I have one, too. I have a dog just like his.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, Dachshund. Yeah, wiener dog.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot.
Judge. Mine's name's Judge.
Yes, I forgot. And Judge sounds like it should be a big old dog.
No, he's not.
Hey, you know what was a good name for a dog that we had up at the camp, George? Do you remember when the FBI had a field office up there?
Yeah, that old wooden building. That
right,
was
well, the FBI, the guy who was in charge of the range that qualified the agents up there, he had a big German Shepherd, and the dog's name was Justice. What a fitting name for an FBI agent with a German Shepherd, Justice.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Right?
That was great. And the dog was wonderful. I mean, he was really well-trained, and when I first met him, I opened up the door to the office, walked in, and I looked right at him and went, okay, friendly, or are we going to be in pain in a matter of minutes here?
All right.
Yeah. Justice. Yeah. Meet my dog.
Wait a minute. Didn't they have Justice in the old wooden building that they were in?
Yep.
I remember now because one day I had to bring some papers over to the FBI field office.
Yep.
And there was Justice sitting there. He took one look at me, and people, you might laugh at this, but I can safely say, dogs do smile. This dog looked at me, and it looked like he smiled at me, and Justice just sat there watching my every move.
I bet you just came out of the mess hall, and he smelled the food on you.
Yeah.
No, I was on my way to the mess hall.
That was probably what it was.
Well, he probably was waiting to get some.
Yeah.
Did y'all notice that
when I came back from the mess hall, I did bring a piece of the meat with me,
yeah,
for him, but I was told not to give it to him.
That
he already ate.
No.
And I'm like, oh, but I brought it specifically for Justice, and the guy goes, oh, okay, see if he'll take it. So I got down on one knee, looked at Justice, and said, here you go. He walked right over to me, gently took it out of my hand, and then he growled at me.
Oh, it was his.
I forgot to put the A1 steak sauce on it.
He was probably afraid you were going to take a bite out of it.
Billy D, he's put a comment in the chat room. He has the Brent crude oil, $114.81, is down minus 0.25 to -0.22%. At the end of the day. Okay.
Yeah, and before that, he put a thing in there about WTI crude oil. $107.26, up 83 cents.
Oh. Boy.
So yeah, the nonsense with the increasing crude oil prices is happening, and we haven't even gone back to war yet.
Well, George, we don't want to hear about this stuff. I mean, the politicians today all over the country, they're working on serious legislation that affects Americans in their districts, in their states, and they're working hard on it. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of laws that these lawmakers are looking into that'll better our lives, and they're more important than Benghazi or any of these things. Like, did you know that 2 days ago in New York, we were discussing passing a law in New York? Look at the link that I just put up. This is the type of thing that we're... Yeah, these are serious things that have to be discussed, that we should be spending time in the Assembly and the Senate and debating these.
That's right.
Yeah.
About
Tigers? You wholeheartedly.
Why selfies with tigers?
Look at the article.
May soon be illegal in New York. Okay.
Well, why do
well,
we care?
Well, they don't want y'all to, your dogs can't go. You need a DNA test for your dogs.
Yeah. Hey, there are some states that have a ban that it's illegal to let your dog stick his head out the window while you're driving down the street. I forget if it's New Jersey or where, but some of the liberals that are out there were pushing that they pass a law like that in New York. And they said that it's animal cruelty if you allow your dog to stick his head out the window when you're driving.
Well, I'm going to do.
I'm going to register Gigi to vote. Because it'd be, you know, we got a fool in the White House, so, you know, why not? You know?
I say GG for president.
Yeah, I'll second that.
I might take Judge's Social Security office, get him a check. Hey, Judge, you want to get a check from the government? You're a judge. Yeah. When you get on your retirement fund, how many people can convict us? That's going to depend on how you get paid when you retire.
Who's I'm All Right? Do we know him?
Who's that?
I'm All Right.
I'm
Do
All
we
Right.
Know
him? Left
just
now.
Another troll.
Yeah, they left because
don't
I muted them.
Don't get tired. Good God almighty.
Unbelievable.
And the freaks come out at night. I got that song in there
and
for
you know something?
Too,
they
Ron.
Avoid my show because they know they're not going to get very far on it.
No. Hey, sorry I missed the show tonight, George. I was running around getting signatures for this primary. I was, and then we
you
had
to
go
do
out
what you had to do.
Yeah. But got in late. It was worth it. Good day.
Don't you hate when people, the government tells you how to live? I mean, you can't take a picture of a tiger. What the hell's the problem with that?
Do you see what I mean?
Somebody eats you up, that's your own problem. Who gives a shit? That's your own fucking stupidity.
It was your mistake.
What?
If you're an idiot and the thing bites you.
Have to tell you how to fucking, see, they're trying to tell you how to live now. Again, there again.
Yeah, that's the government.
It's just another way to get money out of you. If you do it, you're going to get busted. It's going to cost you money. It's just another way to suck money out of you, you know? Wow.
Yeah. Ron, you have
nothing, like the guy says and wrote the article. This is what's important in Albany, in the state capital.
Yeah.
Passing a bill they've got nothing better to do.
Yeah. And they're going to be fighting in the Senate like they're over in Parliament fighting over this tiger issue when your dog issue, you know, dog's gone to the bathroom needing a DNA test.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, that was
they'll
all right.
They'll be throwing
bizarre.
Chairs. Doing like the old Santa days with their guns and everything out ready to shoot. It's a mess. But, Ron, it's another call arm with their hand up on their face.
Okay.
Fell off.
That was the one on earlier, I think.
Pardon me?
All right. That was on earlier. Hang on. Let's try it.
Oh, were they? I don't remember.
Greetings. 760. How are you?
Hi. I was wondering your personal take on conspiracy theories and this.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, they're the truth. They're nothing but the truth. So
Solar fast.
What's your thought on it?
Wait
that
for
ruled
it.
By a dark, shadowy government.
That could be.
And that we're all slaves,
so.
Working to die.
We're all what?
Slaves.
Well, slaves working to die.
According to the 14th
all
Amendment.
Of us. Every one of us. White, black,
according
purple,
to
green,
the 14th
everybody.
Amendment.
Well, I don't know. Bowl City.
Is that all you have to say about it, though? I want to know maybe your thought on Masons or anything of that sort.
Well,
let me
ask the caller this question here.
Sure.
Why don't we get your thoughts on it first?
Well, I told you my thoughts on it. I think that we're ruled by a shadowy dark government that has no interest in our
safety or views of the world. They just put what they want out there, and we have to follow.
Mm. Hon, could you give us your name?
My name?
Yes.
It's John.
Pardon me?
John.
John? Oh. Okay, John. Thank you. Hello, John.
You're welcome. How are you?
I'm well, thank you for asking. And yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm just wondering.
Oh, good.
John, I'll put it to you like this. The government we have now is A, tyrannical, B, insane, and C, most importantly, in needing of replacement. Period.
Agreed. Much agreed. How do you feel on the situation in Iraq, the Middle East? How we're having to be over there with these dune coons?
I knew it was a matter of time. I knew it.
Yeah.
I sense it. That's why I said, wait for it.
Yeah.
It's coming. I knew it was
going
to come. I knew it was going to go.
But,
you know, this is how they do it. What they'll do is they'll take a first step and they'll work their way up.
And the freaks are also out at night.
Yeah, that's it.
Which explains you being awake and hosting a call-in show.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Right. We look for people like you, man.
Well,
we know you need help. We know we're trying to help.
You got to invest in cable TV or something to, you know, or maybe like a Nintendo game, even an old one.
No,
up cheap.
Much
so,
more fun doing it.
No,
for
you
the
sit
LOL.
There. That's that'd be entertaining for you. You could do that. And you could shoot all
Atari 2600 is what you need.
Yeah.
Atari 2600.
Illegal aliens and
no,
stuff.
No, I need over 9,000.
Oh, you know who has the 9,000? The moles. The moles have the 9,000.
Here we go.
The moles.
Caller,
you're confusing a ground-dwelling animal with trolls.
No, you said moles.
Under a bridge.
Before, that was you saying moles, wasn't it? Not trolls.
No, sir. I've never spoke of a mole in an ill manner.
Oh, it must have been your cousin there. How many are in your family, though? Because I know a lot of you people breed.
No,
is it like with cousins and stuff? Or how
no
did that
family.
Work?
My parents were killed
it's
a litter at a young age
is
coming
it?
Out of an opera, sir.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that.
And now I wander the night.
You know, it's
now I wander the night in a cape and mask, trying to fight crime.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this: they were killed in a cape trying to fight. Oh, you're Batman. Okay, so your daddy was your uncle also.
Yeah, incest.
Are you talking about incest now?
See, I thought having sex
weird.
With your sister, I thought that was like for...
He's sitting there saying he's
it was
bad.
Good for practice, but you don't marry
what
him.
What a crop.
I don't know about my sister.
Oh, yeah. I thought incest was...
That'd be called necrophilia, sir.
See, that's it. There we go.
There it is.
I heard it earlier,
too.
It takes a while.
Isn't that the state motto of Arkansas? But ain't that the motto of the state of Arkansas? Incest
makes no sense. And therefore, any arguments you have
what,
is invalid.
What part of Trollville did you pull up from, man? I'm serious. You got to be shitting
just,
me.
Don't worry about the bridge I crawled out from under. Okay.
Well, maybe you ought to crawl
He's
back
under.
He's
got a real good one.
And you know what? I could always call my buds over in
the
military
store
and have them collapse
across.
It on top of you. Jeez.
Huh.
What a waste
very,
of
very
freaking
violent
time.
Attitude out of you, nigger. Now you listen here. I want to
know
about
you.
Him,
see,
sir.
That's how I knew that your daddy was also your uncle, too.
Yep.
You fucked my father?
Damn! And your mom was your sister and his aunt.
This troll is...
I heard about the hot dog down a hallway like story, it. But he didn't tell me it was
comical.
You.
Well, honey, go back and play with your incest family. You're inbred. Bye bye.
Inbred.
Yeah, you're inbred.
Nigger.
Nigger.
I know.
It is.
You figure out which one you're calling, daddy
nigger.
Or your uncle. Bye bye, honey.
My daddy and my uncle.
Shut up.
Yeah, you don't know which one is who. Is it your daddy?
You don't know
or your
which
uncle?
One
which
you
one
wanna
are
fuck?
You calling? Honey, believe me, you don't have enough to satisfy me.
No, I don't.
It
got to
be bigger than your thumb, honey. You don't have nothing.
No,
you don't even have hair for something.
I usually try to fuck them with a broom handle while I'm
honey,
like baking.
Honey,
you know?
I know you tried, but you just can't succeed.
Hey, no, I haven't
stay stuck within your family, honey.
Now, listen here.
Your co-host.
Listen here, Broad.
Reject here for a second. Hey, troll. You know something? I just got off the phone with the hospital. They're looking for you. They said that your age test came in. You're positive. So they suggested one of three options.
We have a winner.
Or, quite simply, take a rope, throw it over a tree limb, put your neck in it, and have it tied to the other end tied to a bump. Tell the guy, hit the gas, and good luck.
Well, let me unmute him for you. Because I'm sure he has a reply for you.
Sometimes it can be a lot of fun because...
Okay, John.
The evil in
I thought we had this straightened out that I'm Batman.
Well,
yeah. Showing off.
Yeah, you're Batman.
You heard about the man,
yep.
Bear Pig?
And I'm Mr. Freeze.
I see you.
Really, you fucked my ass. Yeah.
Antoinette.
Yeah.
Did you
I studied
really
about these guys. You know, I mean,
call-in show
it's easy to spot them.
Fucking
it's
with
easy.
You.
It's easy to spot them. They usually got a sticker on their back window and stuff. I just put it in the... I don't know. Does that open up?
Gun owners. I didn't even try it, Mike.
Did you try to open it?
No, I didn't.
It's a great
picture.
Let's see if this one works. Hey, I'll try to put it this way. Oh, okay.
George
just put
in
it up.
A link.
Yep.
Thank you, George. Ron, he's on mute.
Hopefully
you can take
works.
Him off if you feel like
let's
talking
see.
To him.
What's
does that
work?
And I'll let you know in a second.
Okay.
Yes, it works.
Put a little bucket.
I don't see anything.
Click on the link.
Okay, that's because I had the script.
The link I put
shit.
In.
I had the script
you
for it.
Kidding me.
Well, I think the trolls would like that. I put them up for them, you know.
Oh, you did this.
Yeah.
White flower.
There you go. Or is it white power or is it white flower? I keep getting mixed up. I figure
white flower.
I don't know. Maybe I'm mixing it up. It's white flower or power? Is it which one?
Oh, it doesn't
flower.
Say power. It just says
okay,
white flower.
Okay. I don't want to piss the trolls off for a lot. I mean, that might get them upset now, you know. I mean, a Nazi Pillsbury doughboy. I don't know.
Yes, because, you know, they're so intellectual.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, because this one thinks he's Batman. Didn't one of those, wasn't that with that boy that did the shooting in the movie theater or something? Didn't one of them think they were Batman or Joker or some kind of mess?
Well, yeah, the Joker.
Yeah. So here,
inbred
mind
well,
control.
Let me. Hey, listen, everybody. I'll clarify this right now. He's not Batman. I'm Batman.
you're a liar, is what you are, sir.
Really? I'm President Obama. Oh, that's a real kick in the head. If I'm married to Michelle, ring my bell. I'm in trouble. She's got such a wide ride. She can have her own zip code and phone number. One shot.
Three ridiculous grown people sitting in a room taking calls about a fake government here tonight.
And you're sitting in
here
with us, so what does that say for you, sir?
Oh, I never
really?
Blamed.
I mean, come on. Is that the best you got, dude? I mean, gee. You know, I've heard better retorts from my farts.
Well, your asshole sure talks a lot of shit.
Well, apparently that's what you
have
for dinner.
God.
You know, before you came on, we were in
a
conversation about several different topics. But you have nothing to add to this. You have nothing to add to any type of discussion that makes sense. So, I mean, all you have is your people like
you. You're just crying about us trolling you for the lols.
No, I think it's a riot because you people are lost. Lost.
Yeah.
What do you have to do? You have nothing.
No,
there's a reason this country's so fucked up.
Everywhere I go, there I am.
Take care of business, want to play a game.
instead of taking care of business. That's what the problem is.
They're fighting crime
like
is not a game.
Fighting crime is not a game.
You go back in your fictional world. Cake clean.
Yes, go in your little fictional world then, Britt.
My fictional world?
Yes, dear.
I'm not the one sitting in an office with two other people trying to solve problems.
Honey, I'm not sitting in the office.
I mean, we're not discussing how to solve it. We're discussing how to screw up some of this stuff and sharing information. I don't know what your issue is with it.
Yeah,
do you accept everything that's going on? Are you happy with the way the government is and some of the things that are going on today with society? Are you happy with it?
He sounds like he is.
Yeah, I guess he is. Yeah.
I'm so happy with it.
Oh, tell us. Explain to us what's so great about how society in the United States, how it is today.
I love the fact that only 1% of this country get to get away with everything. It makes me happy.
Oh.
I love the fact that none of the wealth is redistributed. I love the fact that people are dying in gutters without help. I love all of it. Taking discontent is what I'm here for.
Yeah, the only thing you're here for is to make me laugh, and you haven't done that yet, so. But the only thing you're doing
is
making me fall asleep.
You'll never get lulls from anything.
You know something?
You're about
as fun as watching grass grow.
Do they have a vaccine?
You're not laughing, you're a troll. You are such a terrible troll. I mean, come on. You haven't got any snappy comebacks. I've heard snappier comebacks from a bowl of dry Rice Krispies.
Ron, you on overtime?
Ooh, oh, baby.
Yeah.
Annoyed voice?
Yes.
It's hard. Did he say he likes to get punched in the face? Did he say that? Or did we hear that?
Your pussy.
Dude,
tell me how many wrinkles are on it. I want to know.
You're in the crunch? What?
Are the white hairs growing out the side of your lips?
Pull out of his misery. He's boring.
Yes, he is. Oh, boy.
I'm about as boring as your talk, so you dumb cunts.
You really got something about that. You know, maybe you need to go and
obtain
one. You know, maybe it grows with you, and it won't be the size of when, you know,
you
were first born.
You know something? He wouldn't know what one looks like if it was shown to him in 3D.
His computer's probably charged against a break.
I just want
internet porn.
Look, y'all, we're going overtime. The call-in number is 718-508-9813, and you're welcome to call in and talk with us or to listen to this mess and any other trolls that feel like playing their little kindergarten games.
And
like
by the way, I have something to mention to you. I sent you something in email that I think you will like.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I can't wait to hear it. And then I'm going to upload it before, Ron won't know it's there because he doesn't check. He waits until
I know. He'll check. I mean, Now that he's, I'm sure it piqued his curiosity a little bit. Like, what the hell did he send her?
Yep, being nosy. I put the link in for the chat room for y'all. No, it wasn't sent to you. It was sent to me. Thank you.
No, I said that, dear. I said that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not with DNSA. I don't record
emails.
You may be. Phone calls. Something like that.
You may be, but Billy D does not think that John is lost. So,
I don't know.
John is still here. I put him on mute and he's still here, so.
Well, eventually, you know what, he'll disappear. That's all.
Yeah, well, he was
bored.
Here before and he came back.
Well, you know, he questions why we're here, but he seems to forget that the longer he's here, the more he should be asking himself that question.
Well, he's probably been kicked off of so many other shows on Blog Talk Radio, so he figures, well, let me go over there and aggravate these guys. It's a sport, like I said, for these guys. They got nothing to do. And he searched us out. He searched us out. We didn't search him out.
Right. And why would he say something bad about us when he's on here with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, you're right here with us, though. You have a reason. Whatever that may be. But I mean, I don't think I could be that bored myself to be on Blog Talk Radio shows and cuss people out. It'd be a waste of time. I'd find much more interesting things to do.
Well, what are you going to do, you know?
Spell out. Well, you try to teach them and buy them school, you know, buy them shoes and them school is what you get, you know?
Antoinette,
I know you ran away.
Yeah, but I'm back. I dropped the call.
That.
Yes.
Yeah, you dropped out. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, but I am back.
Well, good, I can call you. See if I can.
Oh, you were, huh?
Yeah. Yes, I was.
Uh-oh.
I knew you'd come back. You had time. I was looking at the clock. Mm. But sometimes you have phone difficulty.
Yeah, my call had dropped, so I had to.
What is your take on this incestual children that call BTR? What do you think about that? Do you think that is an epidemic in this country that should be taken a look at by the government since they control everything else?
State
of New York tells you can't take a selfie with a lion no more, so should the state and the government step in on this?
Well, see, I really hate the state stepping in when it comes to children or anything else. And remember, Charlotte Israt did tell us about the dumbed-down education, how they've been dumbing down.
Right.
So, I mean, unfortunately, I don't know, maybe the trolls need to have I hate to say this word. So you can go and maybe feed them some education, a school just for trolls. Maybe they can learn to troll better.
Hey, you know, I just thought of something. Maybe they got the early version of Common Core.
Maybe.
That could be. But I'm wondering if these ancestral children are from, like, a polygamy, communion, cult-wise setting, and then when they get out of the cult, they start to do things like this to try to release some of the inner anger they have for the cult leaders that's, you know, brainwashed them this much in their life. Do you think they have some effect towards them?
Ron, I got it.
Yes, ma'am.
I got it. Remember, he said that he was Batman, and maybe he's a part of the MK Ultra program.
Okay, did you say Batman?
Yeah, didn't he say he was Batman?
Batman.
Yeah, he said Batman. He was Batman.
Yes.
Batman.
So maybe he's a part of the MK Ultra. Maybe we better take his area code and find out where he's from to make sure that there's no mass shootings there because Batman called us.
It could be. You never know. He might have went to the theater.
Yeah, and if they have one there, tell them, look, well, here's a number that we had that they said they were Batman. Maybe you better go check them out.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Since he's another fictional character, you know, I mean, you just never know.
We're all fictional characters.
Yes, but
this
one is. This one is one in his own mind.
Yeah, I'm Firefox News Online, so I'm a fictional character, obviously.
Yes, but you're not trolling.
That's true.
And you're not telling
me
that you're Batman
character.
Or one of the superheroes.
Right.
Remember, the superheroes and the supervillains are the ones that have been going out committing these crimes, remember?
Exactly. And well, in a way, I guess you could say I am a superhero. I served my country.
Yes. But you're not planning on destroying it, right? Or destroying
No. I'm trying to save it.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, I gotta share this. Mike, you'll love this. About a week before I annexed out of the military, before I was honorably discharged. I'm on my way through the store. I had just gotten home from weekend drill. And here's this little kid. Couldn't have been no more than maybe 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a John he did a John Kennedy. He saluted me, right? And he looks at me and he looks at his mom and he says, "Mommy, is he one of my heroes?"
Aww.
And his mother looks at him and says, "Yes, he is. He's one of the good guys." The little kid walked up to me, shook my hand and said, "Thank you." You want to talk about something really cool.
That's neat.
Absolutely.
That is really sweet.
Don't see that much anymore.
After 9/11, you did right away, but after that, then they got bored with it. You know, it's cool to be patriotic. Now all of a sudden it's like, who gives a shit next? What else is there? What's going on next? I'm bored.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Where's next? Yeah,
they got to move on to the next to the next big thing, right?
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Right. I mean, you know what? Every time I see a soldier in uniform, I always say to them, "Thank you for your service." And one day I said thank you for your service to a guy, and he recognized me from when I was in the guard, and he goes, "Wrong, Sarge. I want to thank you for your service." And I looked at the guy, and it was a guy that came down from upstate with a unit that was passing through Camp Smith on his way to Governor's Island. And he remembered me, and I thought that was so cool that this guy actually remembered me from all those years back. And I went to the store to get a cup of coffee. He came running in, puts his hand over top of mine, and says, "Sorry, Sarge, your money's no good. This one's on me." I was like, "You don't have to do that." He says, "Yeah, I do. Besides, you outrank me. It's only fair." I'm like, "Hey, who am I to argue with a soldier?"
Well. So what else is going on in the news? Anything happening? Anything else? Any word on what's going down in Texas with these the kids that are coming across the border?
I haven't heard anything.
I heard the White House came up with an idea to monitor the illegal aliens as they come over by using ankle bracelets, and it was the most stupid thing I could have thought. Why would they come up with this?
They're sending the militia down there now, last report I heard. So,
well, did you see the article on the ankle bracelets? Now we're going to spend more money and everything to it. Why bother? Why let them in to begin with? Now we're going to spend money to monitor ankle bracelets?
You think that's really going to solve the problem?
Stupid
no.
shit. No, but this came out of the White House.
And here's something else too, Mike. I said this on my show earlier, that the administration is out to is talking about doing something about the illegal immigration. He's doing a double talk.
Yeah,
and
well, that's what they do.
On one side of his face, he's saying he wants to bring him in. But the other side of his face, he's saying he wants to do something about the illegal immigration problem.
Yeah.
Man cannot make up his mind no matter what he does.
He wants to do something about it. He wants to bring him in so they get more voters. It's just beyond
me.
Let me see
if I can find that article here.
Aliens on Google and take a look. You're going to see the article about the ankle bracelets, which is nuts. It's like Twilight Zone crap.
Ankle bracelets?
Yeah, for illegal aliens.
Okay.
And then the article I saw said it was coming out of the White House.
Mm.
Garcia.
Oh, folks, we got 4 minutes before we go into overtime. You have to call in. Wait a minute, somebody's coming in my ass. We want my children.
Yep, call in now if you want to speak. Press the number one.
I mean, which one are you?
Who am I?
Get that door all the way. I'm sorry.
I'm still me. I'm still me. That's who
I
had to
change.
No,
I'm still me.
My son came in.
Oh.
Oh.
The phone didn't ring.
Who are you? Not who I want to be, really. I'd like to change through somebody else.
Huh. Should have saved that
here,
article.
Here we go. Feds scrap plan to fly illegal immigrants to California.
Why not?
Why would they fly them to California?
Open up here.
Fly them out of the country.
Can they go across the border? Or what are you talking about? Where they're coming from?
Mexico.
Mexico. Well,
so we're going to pay to fly them to California.
Not according to this. Let me pop this thing in the chat room for everybody here.
What's it say? They're saying they're not from Mexico? Across the border with Mexico?
Hang on, Mike. I'll tell you in a second here.
Well, they're saying some of them, what did they say was a country coming through Mexico to get to America? It's another country,
right.
South America. Somewhere.
Oh, they got Arabs, they got Ecuadorians, Guatemalans, they got not just Mexicans, but they're going across the Mexican border.
Mm-hmm, right.
Well, here's what this article is saying about it. The Border Patrol shelved plans to fly nearly 300 Central American illegal immigrants to California from Texas late Sunday. Paul Beeson, chief of the Border Patrol's San Diego sector, had told the Associated Press Saturday that two flights, each carrying approximately 140 passengers, would fly to San Diego and El Centro, approximately 100 miles east. Beeson also told AP that the flights would continue every 3 days and mainly carry families with children. Now, on Sunday, a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol spokesman told the AP that the flights would not proceed as scheduled Monday, but did not give a reason. Ralph DeCio said that Beeson's statements were accurate at the time he made them. The whole thing is in a very fluid state, DeCio said. I'm not sure if the plans will be reactivated, but as we're speaking here this moment, it has been canceled. Tomorrow is another day. The government has been struggling to cope with a surge of Central Americans entering Texas, Rio Grande Valley, where the Border Patrol has made more than 174,000 arrests since October 1st. Immigration and Customs Enforcement decides whether families with young children and adults remain in custody or are released while they are in deportation proceedings. Now, the U.S. border authorities have detained more than 39,000 adults with children from October through May. Some have been released, but the Department of Homeland Security has refused to say how many and whether they failed to appear in immigration court. The government has been actively looking for additional detention space, primarily for mothers with young children. ICE has only one detention center designed for families and 85-bed facility in Berks County, Pennsylvania. That was once a nursing home. The government is planning a 700-bed center in Artesia, New Mexico, that U.S. Representative Steve Pierce told the Roswell Daily Record would be only for families. Pierce, a New Mexico Republican, told the newspaper Friday that the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Artesia could house families but was not equipped to accommodate unaccompanied children. The Border Patrol flew a large number of families from Texas to Tucson, Arizona, over Memorial Day weekend, drawing criticism from Governor Jan Brewer, when ICE later dropped them off at a Greyhound bus station there. Gabe Paccio, spokesman for the National Border Patrol Council, Local 1613, which represents agents in San Diego, said he believed the California flights could have occurred if they hadn't been announced. It's just a matter of time. They'll do it when no one's paying attention, he said.
That's the way they
okay.
do it.
Yep.
So here, now we have veterans sleeping outside. We have veterans sleeping in the woods and all other places, under bridges and shit. And they can't set up 700 beds for 700 veterans, but they can do it for these bastards? What the fuck is wrong with these idiots?
Exactly.
Well, we have to be compassionate and understand that these people vote. Well, they can be taught to vote. They can teach them.
Yep. They're letting young people walk right through. You know,
Well, then also remember the buses. They're coming in on buses and everything else.
They don't want that. Remember, guys, they don't want the veterans to have anything because they're domestic terrorists, remember? These are the good terrorists they're looking from. These are going to be brought up and raised up as good little government servant terrorists. And if you'll notice the picture, there was a picture on one of those articles that most of these little bastards are gang members. Oh, they don't have a criminal record here in the U.S., but they got goddamn gang tattoos all over their goddamn body. They're little scumbags is what they are, okay? And what do you do with a scumbag? You put a bullet in them, and that's what the militia should do. They should be locked and loaded, armed. And when them bastards cross that border over there, it's target season, buddy.
What did the governor say?
How about just sending them back home without doing all of that?
Yeah, what did Governor Perry say about this? Is he just, is he going to close the borders? He has the power to. Send
Hell
National
no.
Guard in.
That idiot down there couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. That Perry, he's something else, okay? He's a wuss, for better words, okay? He wouldn't do shit. I mean, he could send the National Guard down there. He's the governor, but he don't, okay?
Maybe he doesn't
want
to spend the money, because if he activates the guard, he has to spend the state money.
He doesn't want to spend the money, so there's an all-call-out now all across Texas for all active militia members to head to the border, okay? This is what it's going to have to take. If them bastards in Washington, D.C. can't secure that border, then it's going to be up to the people, the militia, the real police, okay? These bastards that run around in cop uniforms are not the police, okay, except the sheriff, okay? And, hey, you know, that's the only way it's going to stop this illegal immigration. You start sending these bastards home in a body bag, and they're going to be scared to come over here. I think I would be, too, wouldn't you? If I got sent home in a body bag, you damn right I'd be scared not to come back. Of course, you wouldn't come back. But, you know
what? That gets me. Why haven't we taken Mexico yet? Why haven't we got that one?
I don't know.
Well, remember part of the UN Agenda 21 map? It has where Mexico becomes a part of the United States. Remember, it's that what? Mexico and Canada, where they all become one.
Right.
The Amuro.
If you look at the UN Agenda 21 map, you'll see it.
Yeah, but I understand it, Antoinette, but I'm saying, what's taking so long?
Well, I don't know. Maybe this is their way of easing us into it.
I guess. I don't know. You know. It's crazy.
No, that is just being affected. You know, you'll see so many, you know, Hispanic people and everything, and it's just normal.
Normal.
Yeah, I mean, you just won't, you know, you just won't think about it. I truly just do not know.
Right. I don't either. It's
I had my son worried. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't answer the phone.
Oh.
He sent me a text. I didn't see that he sent me a text because I wasn't looking at it. So he had to come over here and check on me.
To make sure you're all right. Well, you know
what?
Look at that.
And now he got. Now he has a half an hour drive to go back home to his own home to be here for 5 minutes. You know, Mom, you okay?
Oh, my God. You know what? That's outstanding, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
see, you're
my
loved.
Baby. Yes, that's my baby. That's my youngest son. Hey, Ron.
Yes,
something's
ma'am.
Wrong here. I'm sorry, y'all. It just has another user logged in using my account.
I just did it.
I
was looking
you come
at
in
that.
This close?
Well, I'll be out.
Oh.
I'm gone now.
Okay.
I was
I'm
just
sorry.
Looking at it. Curiosity, you know. I never seen the flash chat thing. I understand.
Well, see, that. For you and I, the chat doesn't go out.
Okay.
But it goes out for other people. Well, Ron, you kicked me all the way out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't have a chat now. That's okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Let me see if
know.
I can just come back in. I'll just come back in. That's all right.
Can you come back
see,
in even though we're in overtime?
Yeah, I can still get back in the chat because I went in from the studio.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, since Ron kicked me out.
Not on purpose.
I don't know. What do y'all think?
Oh, okay, gang up on me.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm
I did. I meant it,
you.
Damn it. I meant it. I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I premeditated that.
Yeah. Man, you just wanted me to... You have another caller, but they're not saying anything. I guess they're just listening, 814.
Yeah, they'll see their hand up.
Nope, they do not have their hand up.
What's 814 from? What area code?
That's the area code.
No, but what... I wonder what state that is.
I'll tell you on a second.
You can Google it.
And the 760, that was California, y'all.
Oh.
So if you hear anything crazy in California with Batman.
814, let's open them up just for the hell of it.
Okay, 814, it's Pennsylvania.
Hi, 814. You want to talk or you just listening?
It's Batman. No, this is Phil, Pennsylvania.
Oh, hi, Billy.
I don't recognize my area, sir.
Billy!
I'm just listening tonight, man, you know? That's all.
Why aren't you talking with us?
I'm all disgusted.
Well, what's wrong?
I'm not disgusted. Disgust. if you look it up, disgust means, you know, it's been all disgust already. I don't have anything to say.
Oh, do you need to play your song for you?
Nah, that's a long song.
Wow.
8 minutes.
You can play it towards
seconds.
The end now.
Pardon me?
I think that song's longer than that, isn't it?
No, 8 minutes, 32 seconds. That's pretty long.
That's a long song.
Well, he can play
half. I wasn't following the news today. I had to pick up my mom while I was coming up for a visit for her. So, I get to drive to Philly and back.
Oh, well, that's good, I guess.
I don't know. I find
they drive crazy in Philly.
Well, it's good. She's right near the turnpike, so I could just go in, pick her up, and we can just get right back on the turnpike.
Oh, okay. Good.
That's a busy day.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, I got to be asleep by 3 or I'll be falling asleep behind the wheel.
Oh, well, we don't want you doing that. You better go to bed now.
Nah, 3 o'clock.
I have 101 things to do every day, it seems like. Never ends. I like to have a day and do nothing.
I was listening to the last troll, and that's why I put the comments in there. It almost sounded like, I guess I should have used the word disgusted. It would have made, you know, but I used the word disgust for a reason, because when something's been discussed, actually one of the definitions is, it's like over the hill, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's irrelevant anymore. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
And I that's kind of what I was getting from the troll is he doesn't sound lost. He just sounds like, you know, this is the stuff she talks about all day long and ain't going to make a difference. You know? So, that's kind of, I mean, he was rude, that's for sure. But whatever. That's kind of what I was getting from him.
Yeah, he wasn't very good at trolling.
No, you know, he wanted to be, it was demeaning. He was putting everybody on the show down as if you people are wasting your time here, and what are you doing? What are you talking about? As if it was, but, I mean, like I said, he searched us out. He's
right.
Desperate to be heard and wanted to put all of us down to make himself feel better, and okay, we're all very impressed. And then also reverting to the N-word and all the rest of the bullshit. I'm just, you know, it's a game. It's all a game.
Yeah, it's all it is. Very immature children. Yeah, well, you remember Dave making prank calls, and I think you guys ever did it. Of course, and I have. And
I used to like that old one. I mean, it's old now. It's passé. Remember that one where you have yourself and a bunch of friends together, and everybody calls the same number, and you ask for, like, Billy or Fred?
Yeah.
And you do it for, like, 2-3 hours, and you guys finally
before
pull that chair
out. Before caller ID.
Yeah.
And then finally you call up and say, hi, is Billy, anybody call for me?
Yeah.
I've never tried the last part before.
That used to drive him nuts.
It's Prince Albert McCann, you better let him out. And the other one was, is your refrigerator running? You better go catch it.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Remember the old classic ones, prank calls.
Yeah, that was.
Yep.
Wow, that was way back.
Yeah, like you said, pre-caller ID.
Yep, before they had caller ID. Look, that was even before touch-tone phones.
You know what, my aunt?
Remember, it was the rotary.
Back
then, for crank calls, my aunt used to have a whistle right hanging there by the phone. So it was a crank call.
Oh, yeah,
he'd blow that whistle right into the receiver and blow out their eardrums.
I knew people use aerosol boat horns, too, to people.
Yeah.
This old dude I used to know, some shit's called him all the time, everybody shut in, and he got him on the aerosol boat horns. And somebody's called him up and he blasted that thing. And I said, shit, that had to hurt. That thing's loud.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. The good old days.
Like
back when I was a young lad. When I was younger.
Yeah.
I did all the crazy stuff.
I remember doing that. I used to do stuff like that.
Oh,
my
we
girlfriend
all did,
and I, we were terrible. We were called and asked for women's husbands. You know, we knew better. But you know what broke us all of that? We were... You know, teenagers, we were bored, didn't have anything to do. You know, you just playing around on the phone.
It was
entertainment. I mean, that's all it was.
Yeah.
How many divorces are you responsible for?
You know what broke us from that, honestly and truly? What broke us from that was, no, we had called one woman and her husband just died.
Oh, shit.
And that broke it. Honestly and truly, I'm cried. You know, my girlfriend and I, we sit down, we cried and everything. And, you know, we kept calling back and apologizing to the woman.
Yeah.
No, I mean, because it's okay when, you know, you're just playing.
Right.
But then to find out, you know, wait a minute, this has truly affected someone. That's a completely different story.
Right.
And And
the anonymous stuff that, what these kids, what they get away with when they're doing like this stuff with the trolls. And then you wonder about the kids that are in school dealing with the bullies.
Yeah.
And you can see where some of these kids, they're not old enough to really handle it and understand it. And look at them. Some of them commit suicide. Some of them are, it affects them for the rest of their lives. The ones that, I don't know, it can get really bad. But they don't look at it like that. They don't care what damage they do to somebody else, insulting them. Or it's a game.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. It's very small people. Lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all stupid. Yeah. They don't think about it.
Instead of taking their behinds to bed. No, go to bed.
pick up a book and read it. You know, if you're bored, you know, you need to be entertained. You know, and didn't see they keep talking about that it's a false flag coming. There'll be a new toy for all of us to play with because there'll be something new that'll come out on the market that everyone will have to have. I mean, look at all of the new things we've had since 9/11 to keep us, you know, to keep your mind occupied. You know, the cell phones, and the cell phones got more sophisticated and everything. You know, the smart TVs and everything else. So, you know, the game systems have gotten more interactive and everything. So, they'll have something else.
Yeah, oh, I looked up that Siri thing. I looked up that Siri thing you got.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an iPhone, right? So, you have an iPhone?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I don't have an iPhone. You know, I just never decided to buy one since I wanted.
But you can get it for smartphones, too. My daughter had it on her smartphone. It wasn't called that. It was called something, but I don't know. I just told her to get that demonic mess out of my house. Answering the same questions, and I said, get that demonic mess out of my house. You know, Lord and Jennifer, I said, you sitting up there, and you asking all these questions, and you just feeding it information. Feeding it information to be something that they'll be coming back looking for you for, you know, just on the questions you asking or something. You know, get that demonic mess out of my house.
No, that's funny.
I see y'all are laughing. Look, y'all should feel sorry for my children.
I do.
No.
I do.
Oh, Lord, my oldest son told me, he said, you know, there was a show where it was something, and they said on the show, Mama, everything is the devil. Oh, that water boy. But, what was his name?
What did it say about Siri? I know that, I mean, the whole program's not on my phone. It's probably in some main Apple data bank or something that it works with, you know, because she won't work unless there's, she won't work. It won't work unless I have an internet computer, you know, hookup.
Yeah. But I was looking at it. I thought it was kind of neat, you know.
It is kind of neat.
I told my wife today, I said, you know what? I'm going to go buy an iPhone. She was me first. Okay.
Well, my son had told me that I used to tell him all the time, everything was the devil. Everything was the devil. Everything was demonic. And said, Mom, we don't know now what's demonic and what's...
Can you imagine if that thing, you change voice, it'll be a demonic voice?
What about the GPS in the cars where you can change the language and everything? I mean, it's... You know, and I thought about it when, we've had two Land Rovers. And both the times in the Land Rovers, they had it set for a British accent for the GPS. And it was hysterical. Right. When I first got it, I was trying to piss it off. I didn't know how the thing worked. And my wife was like, there's nobody there. And it's prepared to turn right in 200 yards. And I said, watch this. And I wouldn't turn right. And he'd say, no, make a U-turn here and take left. And I wouldn't do that either. And I told my wife, eventually this thing's going to say, you got bloody yank. Are you going to listen to me or not? But she said, no, it's a program. There's no one sitting behind a microphone. And then I asked the dealer, if I got a Japanese car, is it with a Japanese voice? Seriously, I don't know. I got a British car. The Land Rover's got a British voice. It's like having a butler in the car with you.
Have you ever seen it? Saturday Night Live where they did that?
It's something
on
to
that.
Track you. They know where you go all the time.
But wouldn't it be great if you had a Japanese car and the GPS was like, you turn right there, no!
Yeah, that starts cussing out in Chinese. That was what that Saturday Night Live skit was about.
It'd be like a kung fu movie.
OnStar had the OnStar thing, the car was talking to the guy, he's driving down the road, and he missed his turn, and it started cussing him out Japanese, Chinese, some shit. It was funny. How about
that's insane.
Oh, man, that would be hysterical.
It was hilarious. I said, shit. But then there was one skit. I'll have to find it again, but I think it's on YouTube. Well, it was back when Will Ferrell was on Saturday Night Live. And he's in a car accident, all right? And this is when airbags first started coming out in cars. Anyway, he's just asking the cars all wrecked up in front and stuff like that. And his airbag's blown open. It's got popcorn in it. It's called a Jiffy Pop airbag. You know, just, well, you know, while you're waiting
like
for
the popcorn?
Yeah, Jiffy Pop.
While you're waiting for rescuers to come with the jaws of life to cut you out of your accident and you're hungry, you get something to eat. It says the bag of poison.
Christ.
You know, they'll use just popcorn.
Oh, my God.
You tear it over like you did that Jiffy Pop shit. You know, I was like, God damn. That was funny. Popcorn.
Hey, Mike, how old your two GPS units? Are they older ones or newer ones?
No, I mean, I got rid of both I had a 2002 Land Rover Discovery brand new, and then I traded that in after a couple of years, and I got a 2004. And that was the last one because after that, that was when Ford bought Land Rover, and they radically changed the design. They came out with the LR3, and it wasn't the same. And I like the classic Land Rover, but I'll tell you, a couple of years ago, we started having problems with it. And when the Land Rover has problems, oh, my God. And in one month, it cost us $1,000 in gas.
Whoa, you needed to tune up.
And that was when my wife turned to me and said, she loves the car, but it's got to go. And we bought a Honda. It's like driving a lawnmower with doors. I mean, my opinion, I'm used to that. The Land Rover was heavy, four-wheel drive. It was with a V8, and, man, I could climb anything. Wintertime, I never had a problem with it. But the Honda's light, and it gets good gas mileage. I mean, I get 28, 29, 30.
I can see driving some big monstrosity vehicle like that. That's crazy, you know?
Yeah,
small's the way
Honda,
to go.
The Honda's lightweight.
I drive a small vehicle, Mike.
Yeah.
I drive a small one. Yeah, real
but
small.
But, see, I need room. And the small one doesn't have the room.
I got tons of room in mine. I got tons
I was
of
thinking about
cab. It's got a full size bed.
I was thinking of getting a Pilot. The Honda Pilot seemed like it would be better than.
It's got a matching fiberglass top on it. Four wheel drive.
You got a pickup truck.
You could call it that.
Oh, it's a smaller pattern pickup, or.
Yeah, it's a real small one.
125.
24 valve diesel. 24 valve diesel Cummins engine. No bullshit. It's a 3,500 quad cab Dodge dually, one ton truck.
Oh, you got a monster.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm used to having to wait. I've still got my Army pickup truck. It's a Dodge, you know, a ton and a quarter.
Right.
And that right now, I'm getting a new motor put in it. 15,000 miles of the motor blew. Rebuilt motor.
Oh, shit.
Mm.
Oh, shit.
15,000 miles.
What size motor?
I bought it from S&S Motors in Spokane, Washington.
Uh-huh.
And it blew a rod right out the side of the motor. I loaned the truck 318. And you know what? It's an Army truck. It's not like I put the motor. I didn't put it in a race car. So it's not like. And they know what I put it in. They know it went in an Army vehicle.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a race car that I'm going to wind it up and do 90, 100 miles an hour with the thing.
Right.
And I mean, that much miles, there's no way that should have blown. And so they told me that what we had to do is we had to take it out, put it on a pallet, wrap it up, and then ship it by train. It's going back to Washington. They probably got it by now. And they told me that they have to open it up and evaluate to find out if it was their fault, and then they'll replace the motor and pay my mechanic $40 an hour to reinstall it.
Right.
Wow.
So I have to pay the difference, and mechanics in New York work for more than $40 an hour. But you know what? If I get a new motor out of it, okay, fine. So it'll cost me something, but what the heck? I mean, things happen.
Thank you, man.
Yep.
Right.
But I miss the pickup truck. And today I was running all over the place trying to cram equipment and everything in the truck and supplies. And, boy, that Honda, it doesn't fit much. The CR is a CRV.
Yeah.
And my other two vehicles are Army Jeeps. One's a 1944, one's a 1953. And there's no tops on them, so I look like Jethro Bodine bombing down the road with the windshield down. You know, it's like, shit, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
The cops are used to it. They just wave.
Just like, well, that big Dodge ain't the only thing I drive. I got a van. I got a 1500 Chevy Express conversion van. And I got two more trucks and, you know. I'm a truck person. I never did like cars much. But the diesel, the reason I have that, because I, when I need power, I'm a farmer, so I farm. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I need a kind of power, but yeah, and it's expensive. But of course, you know, I got the truck decked out. It's, I mean, I had posted on my show one time, show people pictures of it. But I got it. It's got all the fancy air drive shit in it, all that turbocharged, new turbocharger. I put a whole bank's computer system in it, and I got the, you know, I control the truck with a touchpad. You know what I mean? If I want more power or towing or whatever.
Oh, yeah, what
they... On the highway, about 22 miles a gallon, it runs like a screaming dream, man. It's nice.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
But I got, you know, all the lights on it, the running boards, and, you know, this is pretty nice. Nice and
cool. Oh, man, my Army pickup, I get 8 or 9 miles a gallon. That's it. It's got a two-barrel carburetor on it. It's 1977 M880.
Yeah, but them 318s, them motors, they're usually good motors. I never had a problem out of 318s.
Yeah, that's
I'm
why
really
I'm surprised.
Man. Right. I'm not a real Dodge man, but like on this diesel, I couldn't pass up the price, you know, on it when I bought it. But, you know, I said, yeah, I need to tow my mules. I raise mules, so plus other, you know, beef. And,
you raise what?
Another cow. And mules.
Oh, no kidding.
We got
Army mules up at West Point.
Yeah.
They still have the Army mules up there, and they got veterinarians up there that take care of the mules. No.
Well, I'm not a veterinarian, but I just, you know, my wife's her thing and my thing, we do them. We need a show mules, is what they're called. Take
yeah.
shows and stuff. They're actually from a halflinger. They're brown with a blonde mane, blonde tail. They're real pretty
right.
animals.
Mm-hmm.
And right now they just came off their winter coat. They're slicked off. Man, they look great this time of the year. I mean, they look real slick. Very healthy. Very well fed animals. But, yeah, to get them looked at good, sharp, you got to take care of, you have to tend to them a lot. You know, there's a lot to it, especially on your feed, how you feed them.
Yeah.
But what I feed them creme toads and black strap molasses. I mix it together. You know, I feed that to them. That makes them real shiny. Give them that protein. They need to be healthy. And they're happy.
That's,
they're happy animals.
I heard there were wild mules still out. In the West, there were, I mean, what was that? There was one organization where if you donated to them, you could adopt a mule. Was it a mule or, I think it was, I know there were horses that were out there, but it was mules. There were, they said there were mules, there were donkeys, there were all sorts of just, I guess they had escaped from ranches or they had grown up in the wild, horses included, and
wow.
they just.
Right.
You never heard of that program?
Uh-uh.
Yeah,
not that I can think of.
Well,
it sounds familiar. I just can't click my. I have short term memory loss from ibuprofen.
Ron needs to stop.
Ron, would you cut it out? Come on now.
I'm trying to remember. I know I've seen something on that. I know I have. I hate that when you know something you can't get it out. Remember, I hate that.
Yeah.
Ibuprofen.
These,
well, I prefer the chocolate covered myself.
Yeah.
Shit.
But yeah, these guys. My male's Festus, and the female's name is PETA. And PETA got her name because of what she is.
PETA.
PETA stands for pain in the ass.
Oh
yeah,
man.
Stands for pain in the ass. That's what it means. Because she is a picky woman. You know, and she. Mules don't like you to touch their ears. They hate that shit. All right.
Really?
Not this one. Yeah, they don't. They'll kick you. They'll bite you. They don't want you touching their ears. But not this one. Mm-mm, no. She wants you to scratch them. She wants you to shove your finger in her ear and scratch her.
Wow.
Her ear. She loves that. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen one do that before. But if you don't, she gets pissed. And she starts stomping around and snorting a little bit at you. You know. Of course, I do it with rubber gloves. I put rubber gloves on, you know, my scratch groups like that. But she loves it, and then she'll take that big head of hers and push right against your chest. And then once you're done, whether you look down and tell her give you a kiss, she'll kiss you. The old mule lips.
Wow.
Yeah, she's.
Okay, wait a minute, Joe. Hold it. I want to check something.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, George. George
right
made
on,
that
George.
For us.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, George.
Right on. that's good. Cool.
Right. That sounded like George.
Thank you,
George.
George
of Firefox News.
Thank you very much.
Who made that for the Ron Rex Show.
Yeah, cool, man. Appreciate it, brother. We owe you
and
one.
And it's in the music stuff, Ron, under Ron Rex Show,
okay.
So you can't forget that.
Okay.
Thank you very much, George.
Is George there?
He's still in the chat room.
His mic's still hot.
Is he on the phone?
Maybe he dozed off this time.
His mic's on the phone.
Yeah,
he's
still here. Maybe he's on the other line or something, because he is still here.
Who the heck is he talking to at 2:30 in the morning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You have to ask George that.
I asked myself the same question.
I think he's snoring. I think he's sleeping and he's snoring.
Oh, maybe that was his way of telling us he's taking it. That's it.
No, I played that. He has sent it to me.
Oh. All right. Well,
that's
he's still around.
And I had uploaded it while y'all were talking.
He might be looking at something else at the time as we're talking.
Yeah.
Might have something else to talk
so
about.
I just wanted y'all to know that. And for him to know that we got it. And
that's
I uploaded it. And
I don't see
it.
We need to clean this thing out a little bit.
Okay. You want me to thin it out too much for you?
Well, like you No, just some thing all there. Like 23 seconds, 30
seconds.
I know. Go on,
yeah.
This is the two. This is cluttering up.
Yeah, and I've been saying I need to go in there and do that, and I
was going
to
do it myself, but I can't figure out how to do it. I don't know what's wrong with me. I got some songs I'll upload.
Oh, never mind. Don't touch it. I'll take care of it.
What is it? To clean up the chat room?
Not the chat room. The song list, the music list.
Oh,
we got a studio board that you put your audio clips in and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and I have like 3 pages of songs on there.
Yeah, so you're just looking at a chat room and the show itself. We're looking at a board with your phone numbers on it and switchboard and all that.
Right.
So it's like a
music, and the
music
list.
Station.
Yeah.
I used to clean mine out after every show.
Your
except
music list?
Yeah. I would try to put new stuff up. Yeah. I would get everything out except for the disclaimer.
Oh, Ron, you better not do that. I'm not going to go back and down.
No, but I did.
I'll go through and get the ones that is multiple, where, because I seen it when I was in there, and I was
well,
like, oh, my goodness,
entry,
wait a minute.
I changed entry song, and it's a short one. I can't believe that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
But I will go in and take care of that tonight. I will do
yeah,
it tonight.
I tried to program The Revolution Not Be Televised, the opening song, but some reason it didn't work out.
I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it tonight.
But you're going to see some songs come up in there probably next day or so. I'm going to upload.
Pardon me?
I'm going to upload some songs in there myself that I took off a master.
Okay. As long as I'm not going to scream.
No, you won't. They're good songs.
Not that hard rock, hard metal rock.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, that's
bit.
What
not
it
bad.
Is.
Some old 70s music, some old.
Okay,
like,
now the old rock and roll, I can tolerate it. I'm used to that.
Yeah.
But no ACDC, huh, Internet?
No. Uh-uh.
I got some Lenny Kravitz, Jerry Rafferty.
I was never a big fan of Lenny Kravitz.
Boris the Cult.
I heard that he died last year. Lee, what's his name? Alvin Lee. Is that true?
I don't know.
Do you remember him? I mean, it's like after Woodstock, he seemed to drop off the map.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Iggy, he is in chat and he is on the line. But maybe he stepped away from the telephone. I don't know.
Looking for me?
Hey,
yeah.
There he is.
George.
Sorry about that. My cell phone was vibrating, and I had to take another call. For many people that know me from my own show, I'm a recovering alcoholic, and I'm on 12-step on what we call 12-step call.
Oh, okay.
So when a recovering alcoholic calls the hotline, they transfer the call to me. So unfortunately,
okay.
It's my night to do the good deed for the day, you know.
Well, that's good.
That's good. That's great.
That's very good.
So I apologize for not having been here. It's just that I had some very important business to attend to.
No, that was more important. That was truly more important.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
yes,
in the words of one of my favorite Looney Tunes, me, what's up, Doc?
Okay, well, I'm getting ready to tell you in a minute when I find it.
Did you hear her play the song for you?
No, I was on the phone, so I couldn't really listen.
Yeah, well, here. Here you go, George.
That's all, folks.
Thank
that
you,
was
George.
And
once again, folks, that was from Firefox News. And all of you liked it,
huh?
Yes. Yes, we did. We loved
absolutely.
It.
You know, if Mel Blanc's son ever stops doing the voices, I'm afraid if Warner Brothers ever heard me, they'd be like,
"Meh, what's up, Doc?"
I'll be very, very quiet because I will be hunting rabbits.
See, now you have to get one. You have to do one for us. Look, I'm really not appreciative.
I know nothing.
I'm pushing it. What's up, Ron and Antoinette?
What's up, Ron and Antoinette?
Yeah, we need that for the Ron Rex show.
Oh, pardon me, Doc. Pardon me, Antoinette. Hey, George, you think you should do that for them?
Why not? I do everything. I do all the other voices, don't I?
Well, I'll say you just sit there and shut your mouth, son. And let me do all the talking.
Oh, yeah, that would be perfect.
One more word, I will clamp your beak shut.
I'll say okay,
son. You don't have to get so
fast.
Don't forget to add the trolls in it.
Oh,
don't
wait a minute.
Don't rub on my feathers, boy.
You didn't just ask for Bullwinkle, did you?
No, I didn't say Bullwinkle.
I did.
Oh, Mike. Billy did.
On figures. It had to go in close. No, get those antlers out. Get those blasted antlers out of my face, will you?
Hey, George, watch me pull a rabbit out of my head. Nothing up my sleeve. Presto.
Sorry, George, I ripped your shirt. Next time, wear your own shirt. Jeez. That was my favorite shirt. It said,
that's all, folks.
Why don't they have those good cartoons on as much as they used to?
A lot of them say they're too much violence. It's not good for the kids. I'm not joking.
I grew up with them.
Yeah, I did too.
There's more violent shit on now than that was. Man, come on.
But I remember reading somewhere that
I look at them with my grandchildren, you know, because you can, you know, like some of the cable stations, you know, you can go back to seeing some of the old cartoons or looking online,
yeah,
and I'm like, oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord, that was terrible. And
I go to YouTube
and then they have some
left of
the new cartoons.
A lot of Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies on there. Seriously.
Yeah.
Why do you think I always sound like Bugs Bunny, Doc? It's not because I want to do it. It's just because it just happens.
Well, you and Bugs Bunny go well together. Y'all work well together.
Yep.
And you're sending me Sam and...
Yeah, you forgot Peter Pearman, you know.
God, I'm gonna have fur all over the foot of my bed again. Oh, he had to show up, didn't he?
Yeah, I just showed up because you made macaroni salad, man.
That's my lunch for tomorrow. Don't touch it.
I'm going to make macaroni and cheese. I was going to do that today.
You know, I used to make all these characters for my nieces and nephews when they were little. And
Kraft? I don't make Kraft. Oh. I make macaroni and cheese.
From scratch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, from scratch is always best.
Did you say crack?
No, not crack. Not crack.
No, that's from down. That's Manhattan
style. I didn't know you could put crack in macaroni and cheese. Is it a new
flavor or what? I
didn't
know you could either. Look,
okay.
I don't.
All right,
Ron Rucker.
Macaroni cheese. The fuck is that? And I'm from East St. Louis.
It's a liquid gold.
Crack.
Oh, this is your bear skin.
Liquid petroleum. Gold. It has petroleum in it. Kraft macaroni and cheese has petroleum in it.
Does it?
You had to tell me that.
Yeah, along with the cheese curls and stuff like that. And I love the cheese curls, and now I won't eat them because they have petroleum in it.
No kidding.
And you know what's a terrible thing? My granddaughter, who I just adore, I just love her. And she is the only person who will not eat my macaroni and cheese. Do you know why? Because her mother got her stuck on that daggone Kraft macaroni and cheese. And you know what? She won't even eat another brand. It has to be Kraft's. And
I told her, don't give it to her. The children are addicted to Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Well, you know what? It has petroleum in it.
Well, listen.
And you know what else I found out?
I learned from my mother how to make baked macaroni and cheese using real cheddar cheese. And believe me when I tell you, that is the best way to make it. I'm telling you right now.
Yes, that's the way how I make it. But my granddaughter does not like it. She doesn't want it. It has to be Kraft.
And I use a block of cheese, and I actually have a cheese grater, an old metal cheese grater that I grate the cheese right in there. I mean, I will not go and get shredded cheese. I will grate the stuff like my mother used to.
Yeah, that's the way you're supposed to do it. It's supposed to be work.
Well, I had chicken and
dumplings.
That's
what Mom said.
Chicken and dumplings, all right?
If you get boxed mac and cheese.
When I had to catch that chicken... Yesterday I had to catch that chicken that became dinner today. I about killed myself in the process. But it was delicious. Started cooking at about 9
o'clock. Yeah, I bet it was good. But I remember my uncle used to do that. He used to catch them and used to watch him cut off the chicken's head, and you see the chicken run around for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, it's cool, eh?
My mother told me when she was a little girl, growing up on a small farm.
It's still the same way.
Oh, talk about not wanting to see the axe fall.
Yeah.
She said that her father took a hand axe to a turkey, and she immediately, before the axe fell, turned and walked away. She said, "I'm not watching you do that."
And my grandfather apparently laughed
and said, "Don't worry, it only hurts for a second."
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they still run around. You got to just hope that they don't run into you. You know,
I don't mind fleeing turkeys, but the bad thing about them, you know, is if you don't have control of that bird, it can hurt you. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Turkey can flip your ass. I guarantee it. Yes, they can. They get pretty mean.
Yeah, but did y'all churn butter or anything like that? Iggy, I know you churn butter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, when I was taking care of my mother, right up the road, there was this one house, nice big yard, and every summer it was the same problem. They would have a huge amount, and I mean a huge, so big that it would cover the entire road when they crossed, of wild turkeys. I got stuck sitting on this road on my way to an AA meeting one night for like half an hour waiting for these turkeys to get out of the road and get out of the way. A town cop turned on his sirens, blew the horn, did everything he could think of short of pulling his service revolver out because he was stuck on the other side of the road coming the other way.
Wow.
So finally, I decided, you know what, that's it. I said, officer, I am backing up and pulling a U-turn because I can't wait. I go to pull a U-turn. Guess what was behind me?
Another group. Or was it
another
ducks
group
or geese?
Blocked me in from the behind, from the back of the van. Ouch. And I'm like, you got to be kidding. This is not fair. It's not even Thanksgiving.
Look, I remember when the ducks and geese would do it, and you would have to wait.
Mm-hmm. Because if you hit one of those suckers and a cop caught you,
yeah.
Well, we had, that's,
never heard
the,
you would never hear
there,
the end of it.
Over in Springfield, Missouri, ran over that goose, that male goose over, it was a Grizzly Tool Company. These two geese decided to nest right there in the parking lot on one of those little flower bed things there, you know? And this guy ran over the male and backed over and went over again, okay? Well, this building's got cameras on it. They seen the van that did this, all right? And they caught the guy, finally, they catch him. And the Canadian geese, is something they're endangered about, something they're protected, okay?
Yeah.
And, it was pretty bad because the mother was nesting on eggs, you know? And the male, they stay together. They're part of the geese and mother. They're partners for life. You know,
yep.
That's like a marriage.
Oh, Iggy, no fair.
Right.
I know, Iggy.
Was
just going to talk about making ice cream. You remember churning the ice and everything to the cream
butter.
And stuff to make ice cream and the rock strawberry
salt.
Ice cream and stuff. Yep.
Rock salt and
ice.
Are
we
going to
eat your grapes and call?
Yeah.
We only got 10 minutes. You might. Yep, that used to be fun. I mean, even though back then that it was work, but it was still work that was just worth it.
We make butter with mason jars.
Yep.
Take the cream off the milk, put it in the mason jar, shake it.
Yep.
You know, comes a hard
I went to this,
so it creams up.
Yeah. I remember when I was in school, we went to this place called Fox Meadow.
Mm-hmm.
And we would actually, they collected maple syrup from the maple trees.
Uh-huh.
And we would have fresh maple syrup on our pancakes.
Oh.
I brought home two jars of maple syrup home to my mother. She took one look at it and smiled and said, What did you do in school today? I said, learn how to make maple syrup, Ma. And my father's in the living room cracking up laughing. He goes, we sent him to school to learn how to read, write, do math and all that shit. And he all he did was do maple syrup? I said, yeah, but you should have heard the math lesson that came with it.
Yeah, how about it? That was just like when we were younger, going to the apple orchard. But you know what? Those are talents. Well, not even just talents, but they're things that are still needed now. Look at everything is pushed towards technology.
Right.
But they're not teaching you how to work with your hands, you know, how to build. And
no, they're helpless. The kids are, they're helpless. They don't know how to take care of themselves or how to, no, they'd be lost.
Yeah, and that's the reason why we really have to, you know, work to do that, you know, to teach them. Because there's so many things that are, you know, it's just lost. You know, it's just lost. They don't have it.
No.
Listen, growing up in the 70s and going to Fox Meadow and stuff, you know, it was like you learned all the different trades that, you know, that really meant something.
Yeah.
When you learn how to actually make something with your hands or learn how to make food from scratch. And I mean literally from scratch. I mean pancakes.
Bread.
I used to watch my grandmother.
Yes, I used to watch my grandmother.
My grandmother used to make homemade bread once in a blue moon.
Oh, My grandma made it all the time. Both of them.
Built a house with. Oh man.
Yeah,
I miss her bread. I really do.
Yeah, see, and I make the rolls and stuff, but I don't make them as often now. But I was telling my granddaughter, we were talking about jelly and stuff, and I was telling her, oh, my grandmother used to make it. And, you know, and she asked me, she said, well, Grandma, do you know how to make it? And I said, you know, really, I should, because I watched her often enough that it's still in my mind. You know, where I can see her doing it and everything in the kitchen, you know, with the wax and making sure it's still. And I remember her telling me, you got to make sure it's on there, in there correctly. If not, the whole thing will be poisoned. I said, but I just don't remember. That's all I remember. Now, maybe once I go in and do it. My grandmother used to make it, and she'd make rolls and cakes and everything. My grandmother made everything. And it was just delicious. Both of my grandmothers, I know my mother's mother, she used to make applesauce. And it was good.
These people are forgetting all that stuff.
Yeah, and these are arts that, you know, talents that they really need.
Yep.
You know, I mean, because when we were coming up, like you said, you know, but we not only had skills that we were taught to get a job, but we also had life skills to use for everyday living.
Right.
You know, the only place you really find these skills anymore is in the Amish country, really.
Right.
You know, and that's a shame because...
Yeah.
Everything's a lost art. I mean, making your own butter, going out and milking a cow and having fresh milk from the cow.
Yes, well, that's illegal.
People quit doing that shit.
Oh, that's illegal. You know, you can't have unpasteurized
milk.
That? Pardon me?
When did people quit doing what? Quit making their own butter, quit drinking fresh milk.
Ron, that's a lost art.
That?
I mean, you can get that from the Amish and stuff like that, but, you know, basically on a whole, that's not something
the
that,
Amish?
You know.
Yes.
Yeah, you know,
that's
the Amish.
I go to the Amish.
Funky-looking beard, suspenders.
I go out.
Driving horses
to the barn.
Ron, if you have big farms, and you know this is
well, this ain't a big farm, but I got cattle, I got goats, I got rabbits, I got chickens. You know,
yeah, but Ron,
I have a massive garden
there. Yes, Ron, and we only have 8 minutes, so I got to do this really quick. Remember, now we're under UN Agenda 21. They've been land grabbing for years. A lot of the areas have been rezoned. We've lost a lot of farmland and stuff like that because they're building houses. They're making concrete cities, concrete neighborhoods, and everything else. So those things, you know, nobody wants to do that kind of work anymore because everybody wants to, they want a title, you know, and that farming is not a good enough title. You know, you don't want
your
name title.
I do because I've done it all my life. You know, obviously it's not, you know, something I'm just going through.
Tell this
you know,
to these young people now. See, what they look
like
at is land. Ron, but they're looking at
remember,
land.
I have a lot of people come here that are from the city. They come out here to do work, you know, and they see what I have in my house. Like, wow. You know, it's like a totally different world. They walk to a different planet, you know. And it cracks me up in a way, but it's sad at the same time. You know, like, look, man. I don't do this because, you know, the end of the world bullshit and all that, whatever. I don't care about that. I do this because this is the way I like to live. You know, I like to eat healthier. I don't like the shit I see in the stores. I said I'd rather grow it than buy it because I've just done it all my life. My parents gardened all their lives, you know, just grew up doing something. And, you know, I actually took one summer, and I wasn't going to grow nothing, wasn't going to plant, do nothing. I about lost my mind. You know what I mean? It's like I was meant to do this, and I have to do it.
Like a
happy, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
but
know,
Ron, look at what
happens. The weather and times, and you just once you start on the bicycle, right? It's hard work. It does get hard, man.
You know, just to let everybody know, we actually have less than 5 minutes because at 2:59 they're going to cut us off.
Ron, I posted a link to my pickup truck so you can see how ugly it really is.
Yes,
well, that's
all right.
It's an ugly Dodge, but you know what's great about it? I mean, when you're driving it, like. Mexicans let you go through the intersections because they know you don't wax it. They know you'll hit them with it. and they have a Toyota right. that's mostly plastic, so they don't want to get hit.
Yeah.
You still got the cover on that? The back
yep.
cover?
Well, right now I got the cover oh, right off on. Of it.
Right.
And I got a new kit for it to put in another canvas on the top, but that's what it looks like.
Yeah, that's a cool old truck. Nice. Yeah, that's when they built them, man, Dodges.
I like the 1776 picture.
The what?
The only, reason about my, the only reason I have my big Dodge truck is because of the diesel engine, the Cummins engine.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only reason I have it. Otherwise, I care less about the truck. Can you get an older one like that? Yeah, that's the way to go.
But you, Antoinette, you said about the 1776 picture?
Yeah.
Which one? With the British?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
right before the tinfoil
okay,
hat.
Okay, that's
look.
That,
you
that,
and
here's
the
cat deal on
with
that.
The tinfoil.
That's hysterical. These guys are
yeah,
British reenactors.
So
British reenactors from the Revolutionary War era, and we were feeding them. It was an event over at West Point. And they all got off their horses, and they came over and they grabbed beers. Look at the beer they're drinking. Now, these are supposed to be British officers.
I don't drink beer. I
Sam Adams.
Tell.
And I told them, I said, I've got to get a picture of British officers drinking Sam Adams. This, and they told me, don't send this to the company, whatever you do. And they posed with it. I thought it was great. It was funny. I said, yeah, let me get that.
That's too funny.
And do you remember the other day I was looking at the pictures after it? Remember I told you about how they took
okay,
all, the,
now let me ask you about
all the stainless
one.
Steel out of the kitchens and they threw it away? Do you remember? Look at it all out in the parking lot.
Yeah, I'm looking
all
at
the,
it. Like,
all
shit.
The kitchen equipment. And that was your old building.
Look at all that money. You know
all that money.
Okay, let me
they
ask
came,
you a question.
You know how much that's worth in scrap alone?
And they
just
took it in the front end loader and they put it in dumpsters.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's our taxpayer money, dude.
Look at that dual oven right there. That
wait
call
a minute,
on,
that came out
that
of the old challenge building.
Oven.
Yep, exactly. Dumped it, threw it out.
God, it's a lot of money in brass. Jesus.
So,
what
and then
mean,
when I hear people, what I've seen and what I've seen with them doing, it's like you got to be kidding me.
Oh God, it's a steamer. Jesus Christ.
Everything. Just dumped it.
There.
Threw it out. I told them, I said, look, if you're buying new equipment, save the tables because we can't afford to buy stainless steel that grade, that thick.
Yeah.
Today, it's not. There's nothing wrong with the tables. They said, nope, we're
right.
throwing it all out. Throwing it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
That's a
remember
damn
I mentioned
wow.
that the
it
other
really
night.
Because I remember when I was stationed
yeah.
there. Those that all that stainless steel shined like a baby's behind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And look at it, just that's
yeah.
sickening.
That's a lot of money in scrap, though. I'm telling you, stainless steel's high dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you can't if it once they put it in the dumpster, it's still government property.
Ron,
you can't,
Ron
right.
they did
really?
This.
Right.
Yep, they did this
we got
to three missiles. They did that
yeah,
three
yeah.
times.
What a waste. What a fucking waste.
Yeah.
That can be resold, go to auction, whatever. Yeah.
They don't want to hear it. They
yeah.
don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But they'll charge
not.
Us more
of
taxes.
Not.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have the Hobart truck so that I bring the new equipment or bulk in.
Am my eyes deceiving me, or is there's a stainless steel thing with two, what looks like two wheels on it, on the doors? Was that a steam? What was
it?
What the hell was
steamer,
that?
Pressure steamer.
Yeah, it was a pressure steamer.
Oh my God!
Refrigerated the tables
oh,
I used
yeah.
to use for the salads. Remember those? See the wood grain on the outside of it? Those
mm-hmm.
are refrigerated tables.
I remember that too well.
Cool tables, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool wells. Yeah. Damn.
Those that was made by Volraft. They were fine. There was nothing
left.
Wrong with them. Nothing wrong.
That's sad. That's fucking sad. But anyway,
nope.
We got less than a minute left, guys.
Well, guys, listen. Have a great night.
Yeah.
It was great talking to everybody.
Thank you too.
Night,
we'll
everybody.
Back again tomorrow night, as usual.
Catch y'all next time.
We'll
don't
see
forget
you guys
to come
tomorrow.
To my show, y'all.
Have a good night.
Y'all behave yourselves.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Right, bye.
It was a deal. It was a deal. That's all, folks.
I like that.
There you go.
Good night, Antoinette and Ron.
Good night, George. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, thanks, George. Appreciate it, man. You have a good night, brother.
See y'all tomorrow night.
Yeah,
all right.
Have a good one.
There.